It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
Me in the electric chair look like a Gallagher show. I mean, tarps
up. The guy holding the thing's wearing like a fucking raincoat.
Matt.
Well, I usually wake up the next day, take a big shit, and I'm fine.
That's my recovery period.
A big shit, my fine.
Big old shit.
Big shit.
Sean.
Don't get mad at me because you guys are fucking fossils.
Yeah.
Fossils.
I'll super kick that bitch through a window if I have to.
And Steve.
You yeah. have had meatballs just running down your throat like a fucking, just a pack of wild horses. Just stampeding down your throat into your belly.
Reminds me of Beethoven. Reminds me of Beethoven. Reminds me of Beethoven. Reminds me of Beethoven.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go. Hey, where are the white women at?
Four fried chickens and a Coke
and some dry white toast, please.
Inconceivable! Hey, what happened? Hey, what happened? Hit me in the butt!
Yeah! Fire! Hello.
Yo.
I thought I lost that little thing.
What thing?
My little soundboard.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I haven't used it in a while.
No, you haven't, dick.
Yeah, I know. We're the Aristocrats. Aristocratsradio.com is the website. I'm Derek. With me, as always, the one and only Steve.
Yo.
Only Steve we'll be having on this show, right?
That's it. The other one's fired.
Yeah, that's right.
He's fucking gone.
My, how fitting.
Matthew is not here. Nope. Sean is not here.
Nope.
So we have our old good friend, Aristocrat alumni, Kevin.
Playing the part of Matt and Sean will be Kevin.
Yes. And just to prove it, he's eating food and drinking protein shakes to fill the role of both.
Yeah, all those things queers do.
Yeah. Being gay and getting his hair singed off, trying to look like Steve.
Yeah.
Instead of looking like Eddie Munster.
I had to shave it.
Yeah, what happened? You had some like really decent hair going.
Well,
I was digging it. It was good with the gimmick.
I walked by like a group of kids that were laughing at it.
Were they?
Like young kids, like 13.
Well, no. Was it like that Geico commercial? With the girls laughing at the guy instead of going to the... Anybody see that? No, I'm the only one.
Stevie was in the gym. He's looking at himself in the mirror. He's getting all self-conscious because he thinks he's got bad hair. And that's the truth. Come on.
It is the truth. I have dandruff and I have like sores on my head.
It was looking good.
It was looking good.
No, it was not looking
good.
I
told you that several times.
It looked much better than it does shaved.
No, it doesn't. All right, fine. I'm growing it back, Jamie.
Jamie,
I'm growing it back.
Anybody?
When I shaved it, she goes, "Don't ever ask me to cut your hair again."
Yeah, no shit.
I'm not growing it back because it's not growing on its own.
Yeah, it was fine.
No.
When you shave, you look like you're going bald. But when you grow it out, it comes in thick and straight.
That's what she said.
I don't get it.
Oh, okay.
Did she say that?
What?
Like, did she actually say that?
No, I think I've heard it before.
Yeah?
Yeah. Not you know, recently. Mm.
So you're one of those annoying people that are like, "Oh, I'm going bald." But you're not.
I'm not. I am.
Where?
You just said right now that when I shave my head, I look like I'm bald.
Well, yeah, you can see like patches and stuff. But yeah, when you grow it out, you don't see it.
I have an island on the front of my forehead.
Yeah.
Like there's nothing around it. What are you doing?
I'm looking at it right now, and I'll go ahead and say that, you know.
There's an island.
You're a handsome man.
Oh, thank you.
But doesn't it look better when it grows out?
I liked it with the long hair, yeah.
And plus, with the whole gimmick thing going on with the wrestling, you guys were like twinsies.
Yeah,
twins. I look like
they're studs.
I look like an AIDS patient. I'm not gonna lie.
You're a pair of sexy dudes.
You look like a cancer patient now. I shaved my head because I'm like legit
cancer.
Bald.
Let me tell you something. I don't know a single person that's died of AIDS, but I know a few people that have died of cancer. So, which team do you want to be on?
Both.
There's like sparkly stuff on the floor.
Yeah, that's my glitter.
Yeah. don't know. You should grow back. And your hair grows quick, too.
It does.
What is that?
Was that a lemonade?
Yes, it is a lemonade.
You queer?
Lemonade? Not sure.
It's Crystal Light, actually.
Yeah.
Bowling.
Crystal Light.
I can't drink soda anymore. I haven't had soda in so long.
Crack open that woodchuck.
Yeah, I'm going to have a woodchuck cider.
21 grams of sugar in it, I
think.
Who
gives a shit?
I'll never have another one of those.
It's the first thing. He's like, oh, there's 21 grams of sugar.
That's just drinking pure fat.
Whatever.
You might as well eat an entire cow.
How much is in soda?
I don't drink soda.
How much is in soda?
Well, where's Matapedia at when you need
I
him?
Don't know. He's not here.
We have a super fan called Brian Shapiro. He's in the chat room right now.
Oh,
he's obsessed
joke.
With docking.
Is he?
Yeah.
Like penis docking?
Yeah.
Like putting the helmet of your penis into the foreskin of another man's penis?
Yeah. Like whenever I seen him at the show last night that we were at, that's all he said every 5 minutes was docking. Hey, docking. What's up, docking? I love docking.
Yeah, and then he messages me on Twitter. And he says, eat shit.
Yeah, well, eat shit, Derek.
Yeah. That should be our next T-shirt.
Eat shit, Derek.
Eat shit, Derek, the aristocrats.
And it'd just be like a big picture of your face just shoveling shit in your mouth with a spoon.
I'll get right on that.
But you know, when you're young and you discover something that sounds shocking.
Docking?
You kind of stick to it, you know? And like, I'm sure when we all first heard about docking, we're like, wow.
It was pretty late in life when I heard about it.
That's a pretty recent thing for me.
Yeah, well, you know, me and the boys Friday night, you know.
And I think you have to be uncircumcised to do that, correct?
I think one has to be.
At least one party has to be.
One party.
It's so gross.
One participant.
We scared Clutchy out of here.
That's all right.
He signed out. Once we talked about clutching, he just got disgusted and left.
You mean docking?
You said clutching.
Did I? Oh, he's back. Oh, hey.
Oh, hey, what's up, Clutch?
I think the difference is that when it's clutching, it's when you put two circumcised helmets together and then squeeze.
Oh, the schmegma out.
Yeah. You make a nice bond of pre-cum.
Just a green pasty foam.
And good times to have by all.
You know, we are well known in the podcasting community as grossing people out in the first 10 minutes of the show.
Are we?
Yeah.
Usually
you talk about puke and shit. But today we're talking about schmegma and docking.
Well, it's because, you know, the first 10 minutes we try to do, like, you know, personal stuff, stories and stuff. And the only thing we ever talk about amongst ourselves is bodily functions. So. And then we get to news. And I try to find news about bodily functions, but it's hard, you know?
I don't think it is.
week after week it is. Every once in a while you'll get some,
I
mean, you know.
I've never had to do the research, but no. I have the feeling that if you look, it's there.
It's out there, but it's got to be fresh and funny. It's hard. Harder than you think.
So you're saying easy. The bodily fluids have to be fresh.
They got
to
be flowing.
Yeah.
Flowing.
Like,
anyone else getting hungry?
I found a great story randomly about some woman who went into a store and just started pissing in the freezer section all over a bunch of bagels. And she ruined like 7 grand worth of food or something like that. And they arrested her. I'm like, this is great.
That is awesome news.
And then I look, and the story is from like 2008.
Mm.
I'm like, all right, it's 3 years old. We can't do it.
So fantastic.
Yeah. I mean, that was like a once-in-a-lifetime story. And I couldn't use it. But
yeah, that's disgusting, though. Like, who's buying frozen bagels when there's plenty of fresh bagels?
Yeah, exactly. Who does that?
They're in Pennsylvania.
They got to be frozen for transport.
Right? Really, the only place you get good bagels is around here in New York.
Yeah.
New York, Jersey. Yeah. I mean, you go to, like... California and it's all frozen shit. Well, that's it.
It's, you know, it's a Jewish food. You got to be in an area with a strong.
It's the water. It's the water from upstate New York. That's why New York has the best water, because it all comes from upstate New York.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. Drinking water in New York is one of the best.
Like from faucet?
Yeah. Anything, because it all comes from upstate New York.
Oh.
So that's why all the pizza is good. That's why all the bagels are good. Any baking stuff?
Wow, I did not know that, Derek.
There are a couple of pizzerias that actually get water from Brooklyn. And drive it into Jersey every day.
And here, I just assumed that it's because New York had a large population of Italians and Jews.
No. Yeah.
Jay, from now on,
they go where the water is. That's what it is. Ah, they sniff out the water.
Jay, from now on, when we order pizza, we're ordering from the city, all right?
All right, that's got to stop. With your fucking lemonade. That a new New York Giants championship mug?
Oh, yeah.
Where'd you get that from?
It's my new cup. Jamie picked it up from like Pathmark or something.
Oh, really?
Had a shirt in it.
I was just gonna say, was there a shirt in it?
There was a shirt in it. And the print for the logo and everything is off center.
Of course it is, because they probably made them so quick.
Yeah, and like shitty fucking wetbacks made them.
And somewhere in Africa, there's a bunch of little African kids wearing a New York or whatever.
New England.
The New England Patriot Championship shirts.
Yep.
That's where they send them.
They're getting jiggy with
Did
it.
Did you guys know that?
I think I heard that before.
Because they make them both up.
Yeah, they make bulk in it.
Yeah.
Enough and for then, like every state, I guess.
Well, I think, I don't know, but they send them off to Africa.
Mm-hmm.
That's Do you think cool. there's a value to all the like championship shirts for the losers? Like, I'm sure if you got your hands on one, it's probably worth something.
I've never
maybe,
seen one.
Maybe not.
I've never seen a loser's ending shirt. Like,
I'm sure they keep pretty close guard on them before they leave the stadium.
And there's probably guys armed with machine guns in case you try to get it back in the country.
Yeah.
Because I've never seen one, even on eBay.
Yeah, see? So they guard them, they ship them out, and then they give them to Africans.
I would love to see a picture, like a National Geographic picture of like... some chocolate broad with a disc in her lip, just wearing the Patriots championship
shirt. With a disc in her lip.
I guarantee you can find one if you look.
Guarantee
it.
But I've never seen one. They probably eat them because there's so like there's so little
food.
Well,
did you try looking eBay Africa?
There's not many computers out in the tribes in the fucking Nile. And shit.
Which is why you get the best deals out there.
Yeah, because they'll take anything for fucking a cent.
Yeah.
You pay with like... bones and children and
with bones.
Bones.
I'll give you 3 elephant toes for that motherfucker. I even clean off the little sludge fucking mud.
I feel like the African Craigslist would probably be a bigger hit than the African eBay.
What if you could order bitches off that?
Maybe.
Damage.
Ship them in here. Like Rikishi. A big box full of ice and fish. You better put that goddamn phone down. Put the goddamn phone
I'm
down.
I'm just checking to see if Matt texts me.
No, he didn't. He's not here. He's not coming.
That's
He's watching Hell in a Cell or whatever.
Hell in a Cell.
I don't know. What is it?
I don't know.
The Elimination Chamber.
Elimination
Eric.
Chamber. What is that?
He's watching that instead of being here talking about underprivileged lands that endorse clitoral circumcisions.
Yes, exactly. Sunday is really the worst time we could do this show. We really picked like the worst day.
Well, I think it's fantastic.
Between sports and events and people working and
we were just in a rough stretch.
I mean, we had the Super Bowl, which sucked. We had the Grammys, which didn't really affect us that much. At least once a month there's a wrestling event, so Matt's either got to bolt out of here or not show up.
And jerk off.
Yeah. With Will.
Watching.
Yeah. Make sure you talk into the mic.
In your house pay-per-views.
Into the mic, not on the side.
That's what I'm
Like it's an arrow pointed towards you.
Much better.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah. That's all right. Nice. You're a little too loud.
So what do you got for us today, Derek?
I got a lot of stuff. What, you just want to jump right into news? You don't have anything else to talk about?
What do you guys talk about, personal? What happened to you this past week?
Nothing much.
I got an iPhone.
Oh, yeah. How's that going?
It's fantastic.
Did you just get an iPhone so that you can see the little images I put on Twitter?
Got a text back from Matt, by the way.
Oh, yeah? What is he saying?
No, I did not get a text. No, I've been wanting one for a while, and I've been being patient about it. And then my wife came through and surprised me on Valentine's Day.
Oh.
You fucking dick.
Go on.
So what's Matt saying?
Nope, he's still in Philly as expected.
Oh, okay.
So he's eating, I think.
Why, was there a grease stain on the text?
No, well, he said that if he wasn't going to make it, it was because the tournament was over, and they were going to go out for food afterwards.
So food is more important than the show.
Yeah. I eat during the show.
Yeah, I know, I hear. Every week.
Oh.
So, no, yeah, my iPhone is fantastic. I'm in love with it. I would have sex with it if
you
I
You like
could.
It better than your Android before?
Yeah. Oh, God. I didn't think I was missing much, but I was missing a lot.
It's the simplicity of it all.
It's fantastic. I love Siri, and I tell her that constantly.
Yeah?
Yeah. She even has comebacks for it.
Yeah, what does she say?
I'm the wind beneath your wings.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
Then does she go, huh?
Yeah, no.
Oh.
She means it from the heart.
Yeah.
Or the... core processor.
So do you like, does Jamie like hear you like talking to Siri in the bathroom and shit?
Yeah, she's all like nervous about it.
Yeah.
Who's Siri?
You ever tried talking dirty to it?
No. I think once I said something stupid and just said, I do not understand. Rampage.
I don't know if you curse her off, she'll say there's no need for that language or.
Really?
Something like that, yeah.
I did what you said, just told her what to call me.
Yeah.
So I have her call me Rampage.
Yeah?
Yeah. You know, my ring name.
It'll be fun if she went, Steve, you are 30 years old. I am not going to call you that. Grow the fuck up, Steve. Anyway.
Yeah, buddy.
So you got an iPhone, that's it?
So, yeah. So what's new with you, Kev?
What's new with me?
Well, you guys had a big wrestling event last night, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't say it was big. You know,
I think it was supposed to be big.
Oh, okay.
It was kind of big.
Well, it's the thought that counts, right?
Yeah. You know, there was a building and there were some people. And
how many? Upwards of 20?
Normal people?
No, the Cretans and stuff, they all count.
Cretans involved?
The drooling, cross-eyed mongoloids.
Mouth breathers.
Mouth breathers.
You know what? I don't know if we should be saying that.
Why?
Well, I handed out tons of stickers, and like I held up one sticker, like whenever like people would walk up to you, like, can I take a picture with you? And I would just hold a picture up behind their back, smiling. So,
well, obviously you didn't take any pictures with any of these Cretans.
No, there's plenty of drool on my shirt.
Well, I was trying to save you, but okay.
Oh.
Whatever.
Yeah.
And did we find someone to take the infamous picture?
I hope so.
Yeah?
Yeah. We'll see.
Who knows?
Boom, boom. So, yeah, not a big show, huh, Kev?
No, I mean, you know, it was good. It was
How many people were there? How many bodies were
about
there?
About 500.
Yeah.
So, okay. It's not bad.
Yeah. You know, it was a benefit for the Bloomfield PBA and Unico.
Oh, I don't give a shit about them.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
Oh, they were going to sponsor us. Yeah. I didn't break that news to you yet either.
No.
Greasy Italians, who needs them?
I don't think I would take a sponsorship from someone that needs a benefit.
They were raising money to get a new cruise ship.
New cruise ship.
Am I the only one that got that?
Oh, right.
Yes.
Right.
That's Greasy Italians.
Because, you know, that one of the Italian cruise ship that
it's still sitting there in the water.
Yeah.
Is it still there?
It's pretty good.
I think so.
That's a shame.
They're going to leave it there, I think. Whenever a ship sinks, they just leave it there to draw fish.
Well, what else are they
going to do? To increase fishing.
Oh, I didn't know sinking ships had such great artistic ability.
Loose lips sink ships.
So the match went well. Did you guys win?
You know, Derek, it's not about wins and losses. It's about entertaining the people. And that's things losers say.
That's things that people don't win matches say.
Yeah. Well, we didn't win, but we had a good time.
That's all that matters.
As did everyone else who spent their hard-earned money to see professional wrestling.
Yes. We did
hard-earned dollars.
During our match, we did get a chant that said, this is wrestling.
Really?
Yeah, there's some, you know, one guy in the crowd.
Yeah, I know last time there was a guy that had a shirt that says Vince killed wrestling with a tombstone on the back and had Vince's face on it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's so violent.
It is.
Sounds awful.
And he was definitely a Cretan-looking mouth breather.
Like drool and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it was a black shirt, but it was all stained kind of white. Like,
of course it was a black shirt.
Yeah.
Of course.
That's what we should just call them, black shirts.
Black shirts. Yeah. Drooling Cretans with cross eyes are now fucking black shirts.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a bunch of black shirts there, you know.
I like the code now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of black shirts, Tommy Dreamer and the Sandman were the headliners on the show.
Oh, well, Sandman usually white shirt, right? No?
Well, you know, he's had his share of shirts. It was a black shirt that night.
It
with
was?
A large cannabis leaf on it.
Oh, okay.
That's what he wrestled in, right?
Yeah.
His house show
then
shirt.
Then his jeans, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, how'd they do, all right?
Oh, they did.
Who'd you guys fight?
The hillbilly Justin Blackwell and America's patriotic hero, Mr. Stars and Stripes. Not to be confused with the Patriot, but
who, due to legal ramifications, could not attend.
Something like that.
You know, there's politics. And,
Politics, trademarks.
But it was Mr. Stars and Stripes.
Mr. Stars and Stripes.
Mr. Stars and Stripes. Who, you know, looks a lot like the Patriot, but was not the Patriot. Let's just make that clear.
Mm-hmm. We should get Mr. Stars and Stripes to fight the TV wrestling clown.
What do you think about that, Steven?
And then maybe have Mortis as the referee.
Oh, this show also debuted Mortis.
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 That's two words, right?
Also known as Mortada and Mordecai. I've seen it on the press releases.
Wow.
As long as anything that they could do to not call it the actual name so they don't get sued is pretty much what they'll
call
it.
But then they call it the real name at the show, right?
Oh, at the show, yeah. Because there's nobody taping or anything, so there's no way for it to get back
there
to somebody.
That has any kind of
And there was
memory.
No photographer there, yes.
If a tree falls in the woods.
Really?
Yep, nope.
Mark wasn't there?
Nobody was there for pictures.
No one?
But they did. The Unico people did have it. It's going to be on their local access channel down there.
Yeah, they tape it every year and make a little show out of it.
Yep. Yeah. And then they play it for black shirts. You know, like events and stuff.
I like that.
I'm feeling if it's on public access, it's probably just a bunch of old folks.
It's funny.
Yeah, that too.
Two out of three of us are wearing black shirts.
What are you getting at?
Yeah.
Just because you're showing up here in green?
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about? I think my shirt's pretty fucking cool.
I like it.
Yeah.
Mine too.
Looks well worn. Yours not so much. Looks brand new.
Brand new. He just pulled it out of the merch box.
And I haven't taken it off. And I haven't taken it off since.
Yeah. Speaking of shirts and merch boxes and green, trying to get these t-shirts together for St. Patrick's Day.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Should be interesting.
So what's the update?
Well, I'm trying to get it as cheap as possible. You know, they want an arm and a leg to print shirts around here.
You might want to talk to Cat, man. This guy's pretty good.
Talking like $5-6 a shirt these people want local.
Oh, yeah. That's what my guy would do.
Yeah. So that's what everybody wants.
It's about the norm. It's a recession. You know, everyone's trying to make money.
Yeah. But unfortunately, nobody has money, especially when we're looking to give the shirts away.
Oh, yeah, that's no good.
That's, yeah, I'm not paying $5-6. I'm not throwing $5-6 at a person, some drunk asshole who's going to sit in the back of his truck and become a dipstick checker.
Yeah, well, the show's got some reach. Why don't you put it out there? See if anybody can help you out. And
well, I got some ideas. I'm just going to look for a guy to, guy or gal. To burn the, I have the screen. I have the screen print. Mm-hmm. So I just need them to burn the screen for me. A little shop talk there. And then I'm going to print it myself.
Wow.
Well, Steve and I are going to do it.
Yeah.
We're going to make a day of it. We're going to get some iced tea.
Yeah, maybe some Crystal Light lemonade.
Some Crystal Light, and we're going to sit there with the ink and screen print all day.
I think I'm game.
Yeah.
I want to do this.
If I do that, I can get the price to about $2 a shirt.
Oh, you don't want to say that out loud. I mean, we're going to sell them, too. So, I mean, $12 a shirt, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
But those are for the St. Patrick's Day shirts. Now, once I have the screen, we can do anything we want with the design. And then we can make the premium shirts to sell.
Yes.
Black shirts.
Of course.
Yeah. What I'm going to do is I'm going to kind of St. Patrickify the design a little bit, take the shamrocks off so that I can use it further on down the line. As per Lauren's request, because it makes sense.
It does make sense. Yeah. You have it at your hand right there.
Yeah, so I have the screen, so we give them out. It's going to be a white shirt with green ink for St. Patrick's Day. And then we can still use the design for any other colors we want in the future and sell them on better shirts with better ink.
And like breast cancer awareness month, we have pink.
Yeah! Pink ones?
Now that's thinking.
Yes.
Yeah. I think, where is breast cancer? I think it's November.
Something like that.
Yeah.
No, when do all the football players start wearing the goofy pink gear?
I think it is around November.
I think it is.
Mm-hmm. And we got like red, white, and blue ones for
and
like
we have
4th
our own,
of July.
Yeah, we have our own logo, our own, what is it? What do we say? Mad About Memories.
Oh.
We can put them on a shirt.
Or Mad About E-Cup Tea.
Hashtag E-Cup Tea. Anyway, so we're trying to get that done for you. And we're going to get some more stickers and, you know, we'll be around on St. Patrick's Day throwing at drunk people. So
yeah. And hopefully they don't fight us.
Where's that going down?
Probably Red Bank.
Red Bank?
Now, St. Patrick's Day is on a Saturday, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking we can even hit up Friday. Do a little Friday and Saturday. Because I'm sure Friday it's going to be packed, too.
Yeah, why not?
Fucking A, man.
Just throw them at people.
Does Belmar do a big thing? St. Patrick's
they do.
Day?
I'm not going anywhere near there, though.
Oh, yeah?
It's going to be a
mess. Well, Derek has issues.
Yeah, I have bathroom issues.
If he gets caught in traffic, he's shitting his pants.
Exactly.
Poor guy.
That was the most sympathetic look I've ever gotten in my life. Just a little squint, like, God.
Usually people just laugh at you.
Yeah. So, thanks.
Yeah.
Well, I've had my share of loose stool in the day.
You know. 4 years of it.
I know the problem it could cause.
Oh, yeah.
And Derek has a problem of solid stool he's never had.
Not in 4 years, no.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Just blood.
Yeah, just... Or what would you call it? Kool-Aid shits?
Kool-Aid shits.
Fun.
Do you have a picture of this?
I'm sure Steve has one somewhere.
I don't think so. You never gave me one.
Oh, yeah. I sent one, but you
got
a
new
phone.
So, yeah. But I didn't say that.
Do you have AT&T?
No. Fuck that AT&T.
Oh, what do you have?
Shit. Verizon.
Oh. Huh.
America's best coverage.
Excuse me.
All right. Dick.
I can surf the web and talk at the same time.
Shit.
So can I.
No, you can't.
Huh. Haven't tried.
Well, personal talk is going nowhere, so let's get to some news here. We've talked about this place in the past when they opened up, and we've talked about them when they were in the news a couple years later. And now, man suffers heart attack at the Heart Attack Grill.
That's not real.
That is real.
Work.
No. Yeah, I don't believe it.
Publicity
Absolutely.
Stunt.
Las Vegas, a heart attack grill in downtown Las Vegas, lived up to its name Saturday night when a customer dining on the Triple Bypass Burger suffered from an apparent heart attack.
Did he actually complete the burger?
No.
Oh, my God.
But and that's the thing. The people in the restaurant thought that it was a work, so they started taking pictures and filming it.
And laughing at him.
Yes.
Applauding. Standing ovation.
Oh, my God.
That's great. All right.
I actually did that one time to one of my friends.
What, had a heart attack?
No, well, he didn't have a heart attack, but he slipped on ice and, like, the bone came out of his ankle. It snapped that bad. Like, he was wearing boots, and, like, I could see it almost coming through the boot. That's how bad it snapped.
And then, but you applauded him?
I stood right over him with my finger, almost touching his nose, just laughing as loud as I fucking could. Because he fell. The way he fell was just fucking fantastic. And I can still see the bone, and I was still laughing.
And he is a big lumbering guy, so he's not the kind of guy that falls.
Yeah, and for a while, all I did was tighten up his boot, and he hung out for a little while.
He did.
Until he broke out in a cold sweat, and he's like, I'm out of here.
Oh, I think I should go to the hospital or something.
True story.
I'm going to take care of this bone sticking out of my boot. And then he's in a cast for however long.
And then that ruined my friendship with him.
Did it?
Yeah, because really? Nobody went and visited him. I think I went there. I went to his house once to borrow money from him. And he was laying in his bed with a pillow under his leg and a cast up to his crotch.
I remember him coming. He didn't like. He wasn't like out of commission for that long.
Yeah, he was.
Was
he? He broke his ankle down by his ankle.
Yeah, I know. But
had a cast up to his groin.
I remember seeing him like with crutches and everything. So he couldn't have been like, you know, held up for that long.
I think he was literally like the entire summer. Like
I know he couldn't do anything,
summer.
But he
from
was still,
winter to the summertime.
He was still coming around and stuff.
I don't know.
I remember seeing him on crutches, so.
I remember him seeing just getting unhealthily fat because he didn't go anywhere.
No.
But you still borrowed money from him.
Yeah, I need some money. He helped me out, too.
Can I get like $50? Yeah, and my leg's fine, by the way. Oh, yeah, that. I thought you just didn't want to get up.
Lazy son of a bitch. So how fat was the guy who died?
Man in his 40s, doesn't really say. They're kind of, withholding his identity. He's an innocent bystander.
Safe to assume that even if he didn't eat this burger, he probably would have died anyway?
Well.
Wait, did he die? He died, right?
No, I think he's okay. I'm
survived.
Sure he's
huh?
All right, yeah. Let's read this here.
Then I feel like it's kind of a dead story if he survived.
Well, I mean, I think it's kind of funny.
If he like dropped dead from eating this burger, it'd be awesome.
The place would probably be shut.
So he's alive still.
Yeah.
That's fucking sad now. It would have been funnier if he just everyone's laughing at him when he's having a heart attack. You'd think he would just be dead.
I'm sure he wanted to die.
So he was sitting there hearing people laugh at him while he's clenching his chest.
Yes.
Jesus.
And the waitresses in the restaurants are actually, they call them nurses, and they're dressed up like nurses.
And yeah, they aren't nurses.
No, they're not. They're pretty much Hooters girls with, you know, nurse outfits on.
With their cell phone cameras out.
And if you eat the quadruple bypass burger and finish it, they will actually carry you out of the restaurant in a wheelchair.
So they're already a wheelchair handy.
So yeah. he got the bonus package, and exactly. He got carried out in a stretcher and an ambulance.
And if you weigh more than 350 pounds, you eat for free.
Jesus, Derek, why aren't you there?
Because I'm not 350. Oh. I'm a slender 327.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah. You only have a few more pounds to go then.
I'm working on it.
I think you're lying. You're obviously not that much.
No, I'm like 328. No, I'm
calling you out right now. You're a fucking liar.
I know.
Derek lies.
The quadruple bypass burger contains 8,000 calories.
That's just fucking ridiculous. There's like, you can eat that for the week.
How many, what are you supposed to have, like 1,400 calories in a day?
I don't know.
Generally, the diet is based on 2,000 calories.
2,000?
Yeah.
Because your body burns that naturally, 2,000.
Well, not mine, but a normal person.
Yeah, I could tell it's not yours.
Obviously, not mine. The diner who suffered the heart attack was in the middle of eating a triple bypass. Couldn't commit to the quadruple. When he started experiencing the symptoms, despite the clinical atmosphere, the owner, Dr. John Basso, who is not a real doctor, he called 911. The paramedics and EMTs arrived in moments. The gentleman could barely talk. He was sweating, suffering. Anyone with an ounce of compassion would have felt for him. The staff at the Heart Attack Grill willingly glorifies bad health. If you weigh over 350 pounds, you eat for free. And on Saturday night, Basso saw the other side. He felt horrible because the tourists were taking photos of him as if it were some type of stunt. Even with our own morbid sense of humor, we would never pull a stunt like that.
Welcome to reality-driven TV America.
Yeah.
You know, I did CPR one time for 45 minutes.
That was a long time.
Yeah.
You, sir, committed.
You could have had a heart attack.
I almost did. The guy dropped dead right above his heater, too. Like, he had a floor heater, and it was blasting out right over, you know, right all over us. I was just pouring sweat on his dead body.
Ugh.
For 45 minutes.
Did you break his ribs?
I don't know.
Did you check his wallet?
Did he die?
Yeah, he's dead. He was dead before we got there.
I hope he had a mouth guard.
So you're just stuck in face with a dead guy.
Well, I didn't kiss him. We had those bag things.
Yeah. Oh, so you didn't actually use your mouth?
So
I was an EMT.
Yeah.
So I went to this call with this with my partner. And
if you used your face, you probably could have saved him.
I don't know about
sleep
that.
On that.
There
one.
Was like bile
sleep on
coming
that one tonight.
Up. There was just bile volcaning out of his fucking mouth. Not even a word.
Volcaning?
It is now.
Yeah, I just made it up. So, yeah, we got there, and the wife comes running out to hold the door open for us to come in, and she just goes, "I think he's dead." So, like, we knew right off the bat that wasn't a good thing. That wasn't a good sign.
No.
So I walk in the house, and there's a cop already in progress doing CPR with one hand, I may add. He was like, the guy was laying down.
What was the other hand on his hip?
And the cop was facing
his
yeah, I think so, like on his knee. And then, like, he was facing the guy's feet. So that's how, you know, he's kneeling down, facing the guy's feet, and just, you know, pushing down on his chest.
What's up, guys?
And and he had already hooked up his AED machine to the guy. And I get in there, and it calls for a shock right away as soon as I get in there. So I move the cop out of the way. And well, we're taught that, you know, obviously you can't touch the body. You're going to shock yourself and, you know, shit the bed, too. But, you know, that it's not drastic like the TV has it in our movies where the bodies flail like retards, you know? And no, it does, actually. I hit that shock button, and the arm almost punched me right in the face. I had to jump back out of the way. And so we were working on him, and then the medics got there. And basically, you have to keep working on the body until a doctor on a phone says, all right, you guys tried everything you can, he's done. Well, this doctor on the phone wouldn't tell the medics he was done. Just kept telling him, push more medicine, do that, for 45 minutes.
It's a long time.
There was no reason for it.
Was he, like, dead while
he was dead
it?
Before he hit the ground. That's how bad his heart attack was. He got up, got dressed for work, let his dog out, and shit the bed. That was his morning.
So you sat there giving CPR to a dead guy with a pant full of shit.
Yeah, and bile volcaning out of his mouth. And his eyeballs were like almost popping out. It was so sick looking.
And you didn't puke on him?
No, I was fine until afterwards. Then I was kind of like freaked out about it.
Yeah. So. The fact that you just spent 45 minutes of your life.
Yeah, like I was like, I don't want to do that ever again.
Guys, I think I'm going to quit.
Yeah, I did. That's
and
not
you
why,
did.
But. It's disgusting.
You've had a myriad of jobs.
I have been. I've had almost every job you can have.
Then one day I was just come outside my house and I just see you pull up in an animal control vehicle.
Yeah.
Golly, he's a dog catcher now.
That was fun, actually.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, did you chase any coyotes?
I did. How did you know?
Did you? Because that was right around the time when the coyotes got loose.
Actually, yeah. And I had to chase one down. And we caught him. And then we gave him to the ASPCA and then they resold him as a German Shepherd. That's a true story.
A wolf?
No.
Yes, a 98% hybrid wolf. Was running through the streets of Homedale, local reference. And I was hanging out to the side of the window of the van. And the guy
here
was driving.
Here, boy.
And I had a snap, like a snap noose or some shit. And I went to fire it around its neck, and I just blew the fucking mirror off the side of the van.
Whoops.
So it took us a little while to get him, but we finally got him. And like a week later, we were, you know, dropping off a couple more strays, and they just sold it to a family as a German Shepherd, and it took off running. We had to catch it again.
How can they sell a wolf?
I don't know, man. I guess they're like, oh well, I'm gonna buy a dog, and these people seem like they know what they're talking about. It must be a German Shepherd. Nope.
You sure they weren't just pulling your leg?
No, we caught them and we gave them to the people, and they took them and left. People in the ASPCA said we sold him as a German Shepherd right to my face.
How is that legal?
I don't think it is.
I don't think
they
so
just,
either.
I guess they just didn't want to kill it, so they just gave it away. It was young. It was like 9 months.
A nine-month-old wolf.
A wolf.
Yeah. That
and the reason why, I guess apparently somebody in the town bought it and let it go on purpose because they couldn't feed it anymore.
Eventually grew up to eat a small child, right?
It was basically wanting to eat a small child.
Wow.
So the guy had a heart attack in the restaurant, and they promptly brought him to the kitchen and turned him into another triple bypass, right?
Yeah.
Do you think
cook
he'll
him
come
up
out
another
of the,
burger?
Do you think he'll come out of the hospital and eat another one?
Probably.
I feel like if you go there, you have a heart attack, and you survive, but you didn't finish that burger,
you should have to,
you have
it.
To go back.
Yes. They have to leave it there on the fucking table until you come back for it.
They should like you know, put like shellac over it, just make it like a like a little trophy, you know? Like the fucking fake burgers and friendlies in the window.
If it did kill the guy, they needed to make a trophy out of it.
Make a trophy out of him. That would be good.
Nah. You take the, like, this is the burger.
This is the burger that officially killed a man. Somebody, yeah. And they have signs outside the restaurant saying eating here is hazardous to your health.
Imagine that. Imagine walking by going, oh, I wonder, maybe we should go in here today. And all of a sudden the ambulance pulls up. People, yeah, like medics run in there.
I have heart problems.
I know plenty of people with heart problems and bypasses and balloons stuck in there, and they still eat like shit.
Yeah.
They don't give two fucks.
Might as well be crack cocaine.
That's it? It's probably just as bad.
Probably.
Fucking assholes.
Fucking jerk off face.
Yep, you think they'd learn.
You got a text.
Did I?
Yeah. Better check it.
No, it's my Score Mobile.
Oh, yeah.
Rangers Score game's mobile. Coming on in 15 minutes.
Oh, well, let's shut the show off and watch it.
Powered by Budweiser.
Who gives a shit?
Oh, I was just reading the rest of the text.
So, yeah, there's that. Oh, and they have some pictures here. They have an emergency defibrillator box. Inside is an empty bottle of Jim Beam. They have the signs on the door. Caution, this establishment is bad for your health. And there's actually a video, too. Somebody took video on their phone of this guy.
Oh, let's hear it.
I don't know if there's going to be much to hear.
The name says it all, and tonight we've learned that a man eating at the Heart Attack Grill actually had a heart attack. John Huck.
What happened Saturday night in the aftermath of this was caught on video.
Crazy
Fox
eyes.
5's Matt DeLucia is live outside restaurant on Fremont Street now with the details.
Yeah, well, Olivia and John, obviously a heart attack is no laughing matter, but where this incident happened is a bit interesting. The gentleman was sitting down eating his meal when all of a sudden the nursing staff at the restaurant noticed he was in distress.
It is a sight many have likely imagined, but Saturday night, the Heart Attack Grill actually lived up to its name.
He was having the sweats and shaking.
Nurse Bridget was there when the unidentified man in his 40s started experiencing chest pains.
One of the nurses came back to me and said, you know, Dr. John, we've got a patient who's in trouble.
The Heart Attack Grill came to Las Vegas in October, and it is a restaurant that doesn't hold back on the food it serves. A meal can easily exceed 8,000 calories. And despite the clinical atmosphere, Dr. John Basso isn't actually a medical doctor.
Get
so
the
he
fuck
called
out of
911.
Here.
Gentlemen.
The guy, the owner, is actually dressed like he has a like the long coat and a stethoscope around his neck. He walks around the restaurant with the nurses.
You think when this guy got the information that somebody was dropping dead in his restaurant and he's dressed as a doctor, he felt like a total asshole? Because I know I would.
Somebody's like, help him. He's like, I just own the restaurant.
Here's my stethoscope.
Yup, he's dead.
Could barely talk. He was sweating, suffering. Anyone with an ounce of compassion would have felt for him.
Dr. John has heard the man is alive and recuperating. Meanwhile, the staff at the restaurant willingly glorifies bad health. If you weigh over 350 pounds, you eat for free. Mm. But on this night, John saw the other side.
I actually felt horrible for the gentleman because the tourists were taking photos of him as if it were some type of a stunt. And even with our own morbid sense of humor, we would never pull a stunt like that.
I don't think I would walk into a place, even if it's called the Heart Attack Grill, and order food and expect that I was going to have a heart attack.
Customers, though, felt bad but didn't seem to mind.
It says right on the door that it hazardous to your health.
Yeah. And they actually had people eating there in, like, hospital scrubs, like hospital gowns, rather.
Wow.
Sitting at the bar eating in hospital gowns.
This place is a total gimmicky joint.
Oh, it is. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, I don't know.
I think the staff should be trained on how to use the equipment they have in there.
Have some equipment.
You mean
in
the
there.
Empty bottle of whiskey?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Crack it over his head.
Shove it in his ass. That'll wake him up.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how you stimulate somebody.
Uh-huh. Andy.
Goodness.
So what else is up?
That's it.
That's all you got?
That's it. One story.
Cool. That was 45 minutes of radio.
Yeah.
All right. It's been fun, guys.
See you later.
Doogie doogie doo doo doogie doo.
They have a car that they want to be the, I guess, the pace car in NASCAR.
Uh-huh.
Let me get this story straight before I start spewing my my crap all over the place.
Ew.
No. It was going to be the honorary race official. I don't really know much about NASCAR.
Yeah.
I don't know. They wanted to use this car for something. And it's a very special car. But they are not going to use it. It's being barred by NASCAR because it dons the Confederate flag.
That's so fucking gay.
The reason why it dons the Confederate flag is because it is the General Lee of Dukes of Hazzard fame. Yeah.
That's so gay.
So it's the orange General Lee, number one, with the Confederate flag. And it says General Lee donned the Confederate flag barred by NASCAR at March race.
That's fucking bullshit. Didn't Bill Cosby buy the rights to that stuff?
No, I think that was Little Rascals, and I'm not even sure the validity of that story. I think that's one of those ongoing internet.
It is
things.
True, but it was like a split where he owned some of it and Ted Turner owned the rest of it.
Yeah,
that Ted Turner.
Well, I think the rumor was that he took it all off the air or something, but it wasn't.
Well, the rumor I heard on it, obviously this isn't true, but I was hearing that he bought the rights to Dukes and they cut out all the scenes with the Confederate flag.
How could they? It's on top of the car.
I know. So yeah. They just focus on the side of it and not the roof.
The whole show would be like 5 minutes long.
It's yeah, pretty much. Bubba Watson, a PGA Tour golfer who purchased the famed General Lee car from the 1980 show Dukes of Hazzard, will not be allowed to drive the vehicle as the pace car prior to the NASCAR Sprint Cup race at the Phoenix International Raceway.
But he is allowed to enter it in the race.
That's right. He should just do like a big wild jump over the whole thing.
Yeah.
And they freeze frame right in the middle.
Like a giant fucking water pit in the middle.
Yeah.
I think it's horseshit because like especially racism isn't what it used to be.
I mean, A, the Confederate flag, while people think it's racist, it's not really. It's really just a symbol for the South, and the South just happens to be horribly racist.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like
they associate them, but that's not what it is.
I mean, that's like saying, like, you know, I don't know, starch polo shirts are racist because white people wear them.
Yeah. No, they are racist.
Well, yeah.
Oh, fucking white people.
I hate white people. Yeah, I do, because it's white people that did this shit.
Yeah.
I bet you if they just did it, nobody would care.
Yeah. Especially being that, like, NASCAR is still a predominantly Southern event.
Yeah, I know. You go to a NASCAR race and you tell me, you count. How many Confederate flags?
I guarantee
are in the
you'll
stands.
See black people with Confederate flag belt buckles. I guarantee it.
Just so they don't get killed. And where is this going to be? Arizona, Phoenix. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I've been to Phoenix.
Have you?
Yes. It no problem. No problems with the Confederate flag down there. I'm telling you.
It's all just shitty lawyers and stuff trying to watch their own ass and prove that they deserve to have a job. So they have to find something wrong with. It's stupid. It's just plain stupid.
It is very stupid.
It's more ignorant than racism.
But I mean, it's different, though. It's not like he's waving a Confederate flag down the, you know, it's on the General Lee.
Yeah.
It's an icon.
It's an iconic car.
Yes.
Much like Kit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's like if they somehow found the Superman symbol to be offensive. Yeah. So, like, we can't show
Superman
this.
Was white.
He had a curly Q. Black people can't have curly Qs.
They just can't have curly.
It would be like if David Hasselhoff, you know, molested a bunch of kids and then they didn't want Kit to be the pace car at NASCAR because of that.
Everyone's saying,
a horrible example.
Everyone's saying Kit.
E cup kits.
V6 Kit.
Oh, God.
David Hasselhoff may not have molested kids, but he did get drunk and eat a cheeseburger and didn't have a heart attack.
And no, he didn't.
Bring him around full circle.
Got drunk and had a triple bypass.
I'll tell
bypass.
You what, God bless him. He took a lot of shit over that, and he just kept going.
Man.
Yeah, he did the SpongeBob movie after that, for Christ's sake.
And I watched it.
That was a funny movie.
Didn't deter me.
No. I don't give a shit what these people do.
No.
Yeah, it wasn't made by trauma. I didn't see it.
In the quotes of in the words of great philosopher, entertain me. It's Gino Moore.
Was it?
Yeah. From Inside Indie Wrestling.
Was it?
Yeah. He said it to JD.
And then JD said,
So, Kev, you only watch trauma movies?
I prefer a bad movie.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's your favorite trauma movie?
My favorite trauma movie? I really enjoyed Class of Nukem High.
How about Caution, Children at Play?
Did not see that.
Oh, no?
No.
With the school children and that type of people? I think that's what it was called.
What was that one movie with Bad Boy Bubby?
Oh, Bad Boy Bubby.
I didn't know that was the title.
That was the title.
That was very creepy, by the way.
That was a weird movie.
Have you ever seen that one?
No. No, but speaking of creepy, I just saw a little face going around the corner over there.
Freaked out.
In the corner of my house.
You never know. There's all kinds of weird children of the corn. There's little blonde kids with glowing eyes running around here. We have to sweep them all away before we do the show.
Yeah, but Class of Nukem High, I don't know if you're familiar with it. A high school is very close to a nuclear power plant.
Ooh.
And the power plant then has an issue where, you know, nuclear ass bullshit starts flowing all over the place, and it turns all the kids in the school into weird, like, mutants. It sounds like a
Saturday morning cartoon.
There was also a Class of Nukem High 2, 3, and 4.
Wow.
None of which were as good as the original.
It never is, even in those lame movies.
Yeah. Also, the really good trauma movie, Terror Firmer, which is a trauma movie about them making a trauma movie, but there's a killer on the loose throughout it, and the killer turns out to be one of the people who works for trauma, who had his dick cut off and had a nub, but was using the nub to rape women, but he also had a vagina.
So they made like a documentary of them making the movie and then turned it into a trauma movie.
Well, it is a movie, but in the movie they're making Toxic Avenger 8, where the Toxic Avenger gives birth to his own mother.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
These movies are, I had a friend in high school that loved these movies and had them all.
They're just horrible movies?
Oh yeah, they're supposed to be horrible. You know, they're complete low budget. I think the only one with any production value was Romeo and Juliet.
It did a few of the later Toxic Avenger movies they put a little bit into, but there's little things that Troma's known for. Like in every movie, they use the same clip of a car crash, even if the buildup to it is a completely different car from the one getting crashed in it.
It has nothing to do with it.
They also use the same decapitated head in several different movies. Other notable mentions as far as Troma movies, Surf Nazis Must Die.
Classic.
Definitely awesome, yeah. Earthquake separates California from the United States. And then California is run by renegade surfers. The leaders of the surfers, the surf Nazis.
Ah.
And then they also help distribute Trey Parker and Matt Stone, the South Park people's early production. Cannibal the Musical.
Cannibal the Musical. Cannibal.
Very funny, very funny.
I actually never saw that. It was on Netflix for a while and just never got around to sitting down with it.
Is that Bad Boy Bubby on Netflix?
No, unfortunately.
You give Kev the synopsis of that movie.
Basically,
I had to get up and leave.
It was like an Australian movie. Some guy, he was like kind of inbred, weird, lived in the basement. He was like locked in the basement. He was older. He looked like Sling Blade. You ever see Sling Blade?
Yeah.
Yeah, he looked like him. And his mother was just overweight woman in a muumuu. And he was like older. He was like in his 40s or something.
Uh-huh.
And they had some kind of weird sexual relationship. And he would, I guess when he was younger, he used to hear the father like raping or doing whatever to the mother. So he would reenact that with the mother.
Ooh, tasty.
And she liked it, you know? Mm. So there's this kid laying down in bed with his mother going, "You've got great tits, Flo. Huge whoppers." And she's just like, "Oh, Bobby."
And he would like fucking smack him around and jizz him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was pretty bad. And then there was a scene where he was killing a cat systematically.
I had to get up and leave.
Taking it apart and stuff, putting a bag over its head and not understand. He's like retarded, so he didn't understand that it would kill it.
Basically, his mom was raping him and he was retarded.
Yeah.
But he was acting like the raper.
And then I think the mother died or something, and then he got out into the real world. And I didn't watch the second half of the movie, but somehow he ended up in a priest outfit. Like, you know,
fucking little boys.
Pretty much.
Huh.
It was really creepy. It was odd, to say the least. Bad Boy Bubby.
Bad Boy Bubby.
Yeah. Be still. So that was another weird one. So yeah, the General Lee being barred by NASCAR. Oh my goodness.
What was that?
What?
What was that on the screen?
Oh, this some fucking black t-shirt.
Oh, really?
Well, let's just play it. Let's see what it says. Hopefully it's not a commercial.
Off the top at noon, this South Florida man has been arrested and charged with 144 counts
of...
Oh, God. Try to guess.
Of course, my mind immediately goes to rape.
Okay.
Mainly because of our previous, you know, topic.
Steve, did you see it or do you not know?
I have no idea. I just seen his face and looked like a black shirt, so I want to know what was up.
144 counts.
I'm going to go with animal molestation.
Okay. And you say rape?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Well, you're both wrong.
Oh.
Of child pornography. And the arrest after an undercover investigation by the Florida Department of Law Enforcement.
However, detectives are concerned there could be even more victims in this case. Local 10 crime specialist John Turchin is live in Miami with the details.
Well, he was taken down at his mother's home in Osceola County while visiting earlier this week. Now, this is a guy who lives primarily here in South Florida, most recently in places like Miami Shores, North Miami, Davie, Pembroke Pines.
Right, and who gives
that
a shit?
Is what has these agents concerned, because they have traced
Asian
many...
Did he say Asians?
I swear he just said Asians.
Can you rewind that?
Did he just say...
That's what has these Asians concerned.
Fucking little yellow babies.
Oh. We could not hide our children.
Oh, no. They were playing the Rory Pop game.
Big man in mama house touching kids.
Come on.
What's it, fucking buffering?
Yeah, the video's all screwed up now.
He was
on his computers to kids.
Let me see.
Recently in places like Miami Shores, North Miami, Davie, Pembroke Pines. And that is what has these agents concerned, because they have traced many images.
I think he's saying agents.
He might be. I think
he sounds like Asians.
Maybe they're Asian agents.
Yeah.
Oh.
He's definitely saying, I definitely think he's saying agents.
I think he wants to say agents.
But he's saying Asians.
Yeah. I think he's trying to sound very reporter-like. So he went to say agents, and he said Asians. But he sounds like a douchebag.
His computers to kids living here. Take a good look at his mug.
Look at that haircut.
Take a good look.
Kev, you got to come here and take a look at this guy.
I'm on the way. Here I come.
I know he's got a big play button in his face, but you can get the...
Oh, wow.
This looks like every guy at your wrestling show.
Is he legit a black shirt? Or he just looks like a black shirt.
I would call him a...
like a quarter extra chromosome?
He's like a beanbag person.
And what do you mean by beanbag person?
Those really, really super overweight people that just wear solid color t-shirts.
Like Matt?
Yeah, well, kind of like I'm wearing now. Oh. But Matt calls them beanbag people. Because they just walk around, they look like giant beanbags.
Like you just sit and lay on them and cuddle them?
Yeah.
And they're
they
warm.
Look like they're just ready to fall over and just like melt into the sidewalk.
And then you can lay on them.
Yeah, but he has like the worst haircut. I mean, it looks like somebody cut his hair with a cock.
Looked a little, I don't know, it looked a little like Fred Savage to me.
It looked more like Fred Flintstone to me.
Yeah, that works too.
He looks bad, though.
Hybrid.
There's
doing
a good
children.
Chance one of you or one of your children has come in contact with him. His name is Orville Bullitt.
Orville Bullitt.
That's his real name.
Orville, B-U-L-L-I-T.
That sounds like a 60s, 70s wrestler name.
Yeah.
Orville Bullitt.
Dude, I'm going to make that my new gimmick.
You
name.
Should.
I'm going to change it to my Twitter name.
Orville Bullitt, baby.
Orville Bullitt.
From parts unknown.
Actually, I'm not, because I'm going to get taken down by Asians.
Probably. You just can't wrestle in Florida. It's fine. Or in front of Asians.
I'll get taken down by hybrid Asian
Orville
agents.
Bullitt. Orville Bullitt. Orville Bullitt. Orville Bullitt. The rusty children.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Orville Bullitt.
Orville Bullitt.
One of those individuals that we, during our normal undercover investigations, isolated his particular computer in South Florida.
According to the FDLE, Bullitt spent most of his days at the computer screen, creating, selling, trading, and sharing images of children throughout the world. The evidence found on hard drives, thumb drives, and external drives.
What I would be comfortable
tried to
telling
be smart
you that
about
they
it.
Were at least children under the age of 10.
Ooh,
males, there's females, there's just so many
really?
Images that we have to go through.
Bullitt was busted at his mother's home in Osceola County, not far from Disney, where he spends a lot of his time.
Of course they have a file photo of him with Tigger wearing a Mickey Mouse shirt. Fucking Orville.
Is he hugging Tigger?
Yeah, he is.
Documented on his
there's him with Pocahontas.
So Orville... likes children.
Dude, Sean would be all over this.
Of course, of all the pictures they had to take from his house.
I just need to clarify this. Orville likes children and is a Tigger lover.
Ah.
Oh, yeah. I see where you're going with that.
Typical, typical Tigger lovers.
Facebook page here recently posing with various soap stars and celebrities.
Our experience has shown that people who typically possess child pornography.
Notice that when they said celebrities, he was standing next to Pocahontas in Disney World.
Did that guy just say child pornography?
Have a higher tendency to be hands-on offenders yet.
Translation, hands-on. That Bullitt not only traded images, but took pictures of children in sexually explicit positions.
The crimes allegedly committed by Bullitt are unspeakable and unforgivable.
Now, there's very little known about Bullitt. However, I was able to find out that he was married twice, has a daughter, and doesn't do very much to make a living. In fact, he's been living off a trust fund that he has had for several years. Some great police work, JC and Jason, by the FDLE's Cyber High Crime Task Force.
144. You think that's per picture?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that,
yeah.
So that's not that much.
Yeah, it really isn't. That's why I was kind of bummed when
we found out it was something like 12,000 counts.
Because they just go into the hard drive and they're like, for every picture or link or something he sent out, that counts as a count.
I would imagine, yeah.
Yeah.
When it comes to this.
I got a theory.
Like, shoot.
This is a recent story, right?
Yes.
And he's a Disney lover.
He's a Disney lover.
And he likes young children.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a Disney lover.
Yeah.
And Sean's a Disney lover.
True.
Ooh.
And Sean's not here.
Uh-oh. Ooh.
Do you think that Orville Bullitt is like a gimmick name for him?
Mm, maybe.
He took him down hard?
Took him down hard.
He had the same kind of haircut.
He did. Same hair type, yes.
He did.
I hope he's okay, man.
I don't know. Poor Sean. 144. So this guy's not going anywhere anytime soon.
Our condolences go out to Sean.
No, he is going somewhere. Directly to jail.
Jail. Do not pass go. He's being held on $1.4 million bond.
Was like $1,000 for each count or something? I don't know. You do the math.
Well, 144 counts. So probably something like that. God.
Good Lord, that's a lot of money.
I mean, if you have like one picture on your computer, you're pretty much screwed.
Yeah.
So you figure he would have at least had a couple more.
You know, people really frown upon that whole child sexualization.
Yeah, they don't like that.
Yeah.
Clutch from CWERadio.com.
Yeah.
He has a news headline for this.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, it's a Bullitt busts off after Cyberforce nabs porno asshole.
Wow. He should write for a blog or something.
Yeah, he should be a headline man.
Yeah.
He should get a lot of headline men. Something.
144 with a Bullitt.
Bullitt bunks babies with boner.
Bullitt bones babies. Film at 11. Oh, well. As long as it wasn't Pee Wee Herman again.
Yeah. Again.
Yeah.
Well, I guess Asians have nothing to be worried about now that he's locked up, right?
He's out.
See, I'm not worried because I'm not Asian. Neither are my kids.
Well, they might be.
What?
You never know. They didn't grow yet. They got to grow into it.
They're going to sprout into little Asians, little spring rolls.
They get a little older. Skin gets a little more olive. Their hair becomes really stupid.
Stupid.
They get really good at math.
Yeah, they start wearing glasses, just playing piano, and
violin. Wait till they start driving.
Yeah, well, that's a sure sign. If they just start crashing into shit.
Yeah, definitely.
And just like, you know what? I think our kid might be Asian.
They start to look like they're always staring at a light bulb.
Oh, wait, we don't have any Asian listeners, do we?
I don't know.
Do you care?
What about Asians?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, okay, good.
We're very sorry.
Oh, well, we have Vendo. He's an Asian listener.
Well, he's in Japan.
Yeah, it's an Asian.
He's not Asian, though.
It's an Asian country.
Yeah, they all look like.
Speaking of Asians, I'm not a sports guy, but I have been hearing this guy's name all week and he's pissing me off.
Lin. Oh God, here we go.
It's Jeremy Lin fella.
Jeremy Lin.
Yeah. He's Asian.
Oh yeah, he's very Asian.
His kids have to worry.
Yeah. I mean, right out of the womb, I think he's like full on true, you know.
Like Asian.
Yeah.
Asian like persuasion.
They can tell right away.
Yeah. I agree with you though. I had enough of this fucking freak.
Full on Orville material.
All I heard was, oh, this guy thinks he's the next Michael Jordan. That's all I kept hearing.
No, he's going to come crashing down hard.
What is the story with him?
He's the Tim Tebow of basketball.
Oh, so he just came out. He's really good, and everyone's like, ooh, Lynn.
He was trying out for teams, getting cut, and then the Knicks were down some people in his position.
Yeah.
So they signed him a 10-day contract.
10-day?
Yeah, that's it.
Jesus.
And then all of a sudden, he comes out blazing.
I guess he proved himself.
Draining threes.
Well, I don't know shit about basketball, but I know that there's something that a few of their key players were injured, and they took this guy on, and then he blew it up.
He's been blowing it up. It must be the shoes.
Well, newspapers all over have been...
He Pearl Harbored it up.
Yeah. Oh. He's been sinking threes like fucking cruise ships.
What?
Sinking threes like A-bombs.
Battleship sunk.
That'd be funny if every time you, like, you know, slam dunk, you just went, Hiroshima! Anyway. Yeah, really bad headlines like Linsanity and all that stupid shit.
Linning.
Yeah.
Linning.
However... ESPN got in a little bit of trouble.
Oh, they called his fans the lynch mob, didn't they?
No.
Did they really? Oh,
no,
my God.
No,
Clutch just said that. Did you just read what Clutch said?
No, but don't blow it if he's saying what they said.
What ESPN said?
Yeah.
Okay, go for it.
Several hours after the Knicks' Lynn-inspired winning streak was snapped by the New Orleans Hornets, ESPN ran the headline, Chink in the Armor.
Chink in the Armor.
To accompany the game's story on mobile devices. Whoops.
I can't believe this. That can't be true. Yeah,
it is.
So they can say chink in the armor.
No, they
no,
can't.
No, no.
They got in a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
Oh, no, but they said it.
They did. The use of the word chink is especially galling, and as Lynn has revealed that that this racial slur was used to taunt him during college playing career at Harvard. Oh, he went to Harvard? Jesus.
What, chink chance?
Of course he did.
Chink, 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 probably. After a brief run, the headline was changed to all good things, dot, dot, dot.
An A-bomb from A-Chink.
And, of course, they are apologizing for the insensitive headline.
You see, now, they said
Twitter.
A chink in the armor, and you know people had to have read over that before they released it. And then they were cool with it and released it, yet you can't have a Confederate flag on the fucking General Lee. It's fucking ridiculous.
I read on Twitter that the guy who wrote it already got fired.
Yeah, but he probably got a raise up until everyone complained. Then,
well, you know what it is.
There's just a room full of ESPN.com people all high-fiving like, yeah, chink in the armor. You're fucking brilliant.
Well, that made me laugh.
The headline was only up for 35 minutes, and it was on the web, mobile web only. So you only saw it if you were looking at ESPN's website on your mobile phone. And I don't think they pay that much attention to what they put up.
No, and I don't think many people probably watch
it. It's not like, you know, it was on ESPN and they had, I don't know, name an ESPN sportscaster.
Stuart Scott.
Yeah, going like, chink in the armor. I don't know, is that what he sounds like?
I don't know, he's black.
Oh.
And he has a dead eye.
Chink in the armor, yo.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. You got it.
Chink in the armor, nigga.
Chris Berman.
Nandi Gami or whatever.
Huh?
Huh?
There's like they got a lot of Hindus going on now.
Do they?
Yeah.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Are you ripping them over there?
Yeah. Jesus. Sushi farts again.
Oh.
I was blowing them up all day yesterday in the locker room and everything.
I ate sushi last night.
Oh, remember when I farted in Eddie's face?
Yes. That was fantastic.
We're wrestling around before the show, and this kid puts me in a head scissors. So he's sitting up, and it's as if my face is in the mat, and I do a headstand with my head between his legs and my ass lined up perfectly to his face. To which I split my legs open and farted right in his mouth.
And he was in the headstand for, you know, maybe a good 30 seconds. So as soon as the fart happens, we're all laughing. And I'm like, dude, is that why you took so long, you know, to come out of that? You had to squeeze it. But he farted.
Do you have enough? Not yet. Hang on.
He went against gravity to fart. It was fantastic.
That's hard to do.
He farted doing a headstand.
Powerful sphincter.
I definitely would have had an aneurysm.
I definitely would have spray painted his face with Kool-Aid.
Yes.
That was me.
Like the movie Machete with all the fucking blood splattering against the wall.
Just I didn't poof. See that movie.
We just watched it last night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The after party from the show. This guy fucking MJ, right?
Well, you got to see Lindsay Lohan's little boobies, right?
No, she had her hair over her
nipples. Yeah, she got tiny ass nips.
She looks horrible.
Now she does.
Man,
yeah.
They just came out with a new picture of her. She looks like she's like 45.
She just
a bad 45.
She's a drug-ridden slag.
Yeah.
Drug-ridden slag. But she got some tiny ass nips,
yeah.
So you can catch a quick glimpse. But basically, her hair's.
But you wouldn't even need that because there's so many other tits in that movie.
Yeah,
it's just like, oh, sweet Lindsay Lohan. Oh, look at all those other tits.
Yeah,
much better.
Wait, real boobies.
right, the fucking movie starts off with him saving a girl and she's butt naked and then she like stabs him or some fucking stupid. I was looking at the tits. I lost track of what was going on.
Oh, tits.
There's pizza and tits and, you know.
Can't beat pizza and tits.
Miller.
No.
Miller.
Speaking of pizza, Bree Silva was there.
Oh, yes, she was. Yeah.
Why speaking of pizza?
Because I didn't want to say speaking of the other things because that would have been obvious.
Oh, he meant speaking
that was,
of
that
tits.
That was the joke. Yes.
Speaking of tits.
Speaking of big round things.
Yes. Delicious mammary glands.
Oh.
Anyway, she was there last night. She came to this wrestling show and everything.
Oh.
Total surprise.
Nice.
Yeah, we said, hey, there's a show close to you. And instead of being stuck in traffic because of Whitney Houston's funeral.
That was ridiculous.
Yeah. Just come on down to the wrestling zone. She showed up.
Beautiful bloom.
Good on her.
So she watched Machete with us.
Yeah.
Or as Sean was saying, what was he saying?
Machete.
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 Yes. Oh. That's what he was just saying like every 5 minutes. Machete.
Machete.
So, yeah. We met Bree Silva. Very cool. Gave her some stickers.
She seemed a little shy, in my opinion.
Oh, I think it was probably pretty awkward.
I thought it was awkward. We had a great time. Sergeant Jimmy and his wife just all partying, hanging out.
Usually we tear it up after shows. We go out, we tear it up, and just kinda we're kinda lax.
Sitting at a diner.
Well, you can't get too crazy when you're like an hour away from where you live.
Yeah. And you're in someone's house that you're respecting. You're not gonna throw light bulbs out
fucking
the fucking
shit
hotel
on the
windows.
Wall. Who cares? You're wrestlers.
Yeah,
that's what you do.
Yeah, but not like someone's house that you're trying to respect. I mean, we even asked if we should take our shoes off.
Yeah, I fucked up my share of hotel rooms, but MJ's house.
Yeah, you didn't want to go too far with that.
Well, nice. I did shit in the top of his toilet, though.
Well, yeah, you have to do that.
You gave him an upper decker?
Yeah.
Nice. Yesterday?
Don't tell him, though.
Oh,
did
shit.
Did you really?
No.
Oh.
No.
Now we don't believe you.
But congrats, MJ. You're having a baby.
Him, personally?
Yes, him. You ever see that movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Junior?
Yeah, well, he went and did that.
Wow.
Yeah, it only cost him a couple hundred bucks.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
I would do it.
Nah, he got his chick pregnant. They're expecting in October, so.
Well, that's all right. They're married. They're not living in sin or anything.
No.
That's good for them.
So,
congratulations.
You know.
Even though I'm sure he doesn't listen.
That's about them. Yeah,
even though we fucking had him on the radio show.
Jewish.
He
yeah, very
he's Jewish?
What?
What?
Anyway.
He's also. Did you just say congratulations to him?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. I was going to do that too. I forgot.
Yeah, well, not only did I say congratulations, Derek said congratulations.
Congratulations.
And you just sat there on the chat.
Yes. I
saying,
out.
I'm retarded. Wow, you compared Brie to pizza. Yeah. Anyway, I have another example of parents going a little crazy. I have a couple examples of parents going crazy. They're going crazy this week. A mother, Brandon Bulla, is a young child, nice little blonde kid, came home one day with a tiny lime green beer stein. It's from school, he told his mom, and so it began. His mother went to the preschool the very next day to find out how a beer stein for a four-year-old could ever be a good idea. Now, this is about, I don't know, it looks, it'll fit right in the palm of your hand. It's a little plastic, I wouldn't even call it a beer stein, because a stein would mean it would have some kind of top, like a lid that comes up, you know. It's a mug. It's pretty much a mug. Yeah, and it's little, and it's, they give them out, like, you know, I had one of these that had, like, some liqueur logo on it. Mm. You know, they'll maybe put them on necklaces for St. Patrick's Day. It's a little plastic piece of shit. The principal of the children's house in Bridgetown, this is in, I believe, Cincinnati. Yep. He told her the stein was part of a January lesson about countries around the world. That day's lessons happened to be about Germany.
Fair enough.
There was an accordion player in Lederhosen and apple juice in beer steins to replicate Bavaria.
Seems harmless.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Elise Bulia was not satisfied. The principal told her to calm down. Voices were raised. A finger was pointed. Wonder which one. And finally, the principal told her it's time for her to go home. She did more than that.
Out.
Yeah. Get the fuck out of here and take your little plastic beer stein with you. Next week, she pulled her son from the preschool.
Oh.
Now responsible people are left to wonder what is an appropriate lesson for preschool children and what is an appropriate level of parental involvement. I don't see the problem with this. Steve, you are a father of several. I'm a father of one.
Would you have a problem if your one of your daughters came home with a little beer mug and they said they were talking about Germany?
No, because I understand the connection.
Yeah, it's the cultural relevance of beer in other countries.
I feel like the act as a parent of making someone, like, by doing that, they're going to make their kid feel uncomfortable about alcohol and about drinking and about beer.
Not only that, but they're going to make him look like a pussy.
It's preschool, so everyone's going to forget about that. But it's true. But you put it in their head that, like, that's something bad. Then when it comes time for it to come around, they're going to be more likely to do it, in my
I would
opinion.
Say so. I was never bothered about alcohol as a child, you know. It was around me, but it wasn't, you know, Cray wasn't like, don't you ever drink, ever.
Yeah.
And, you know, when it came time for me to drink, I didn't go crazy.
Yeah, me neither. Same situation.
Yeah.
On my situation, my parents made drinking seem like it would send me straight to hell. And then by the time 14 ran around and
like, here I
had
come.
My first taste of booze. And yeah.
Jamie, could you give me a water?
I performed cunnilingus on many a toilet.
See, my parents never really pushed it. I just... whatever they push in school. So I didn't even have my first... I didn't even get drunk until the day I graduated high school. True story.
Fag.
Yeah.
Pussy.
Did you hear that, Derek?
What? No.
I didn't...
I had to order a water through the chat.
No. The first time... the first time I ever got drunk was the day I graduated high school. True story.
So you weren't even 21?
No, but I wasn't, you know,
wow,
a raging...
dude, that's illegal.
I wasn't a that raging alcoholic in high school, though. You know, people are notorious for bringing, you know, water bottles filled with fucking vodka and shit to school.
Yeah, they were.
Was that you?
See, I didn't, because of how strict my parents were, I didn't have the means to get it, but I had plenty of friends and I did indulge.
Might as well.
Might as well.
That's a red bubba.
Yeah, I never went nuts. I never, you know, I think the only time I ever really passed out drunk was with my family.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
I was
like
I was in the Catskills in Pennsylvania, and it's this little hotel resort thing. It's shitty. It's really bad. The rooms are they haven't been touched since 1972. It's gross. But there's like a little bar like on the premises, and you go in there and it's like $1 a drink. Whatever you want. Sometimes the bartender will leave and tell you to get your own drink and just leave the dollar on the
nice.
Bar. One of those things.
Place sounds fantastic.
So I go there. I'm like, I'm going to drink White Russians, which is Kahlua, vodka, and milk. And I drank like two or three of them. And I was like, you know what? The milk is really going to weigh me down.
Yeah.
I'm going to kill the milk and have Black Russians, which is Kahlua and vodka. And I must have had 10 of them. I don't know. A lot. And I don't remember half the night. There's pictures of me that doing stuff I don't remember doing. And I had to be carried by, I think, my father and our friend Craig.
A lot more people than that, I'm sure.
I was a little slender back then.
Okay.
That was probably like 50 pounds lighter. Carried back to the room, thrown on the bed. And Craig and my cousin actually lit fireworks off at the foot of my bed.
Wow.
And I didn't move. And they thought I was dead.
He lit fireworks out of
yeah.
your foot.
He had like...
I was dead.
Not an M80. What's like a smaller version of that? Like just like the little ones.
I'm just a little firecrackers.
Yeah, but it's like a bigger than like a just like lady fingers, but
enough not to blow your toes off.
Yeah, just enough to be really fucking loud. So they were lighting them off, figuring I would, you know, get up and shit myself or something, and I didn't move. And they were like, "Oh my god, I think he's dead."
So then I just went back to the bar.
Yeah, let's get out of here. And then I woke up the next day and don't think I puked. No, I didn't. I held it in.
Really? Because you wanted to puke.
I wanted to, but I didn't. Because it was, you know, Kahlua and milk and all kinds of stuff in my stomach.
I never fucked with the White Russian, but I feel like just the mixture of dairy and alcohol, you're just asking to vomit.
You pretty much are, yeah. But I didn't vomit. I kept it in, but I felt like shit for
good for you.
Long time.
Good for you.
And I don't think I've had one of them since.
Never had to have one of those nights where you have to... The night before slowly starts to come back to you, but it doesn't even seem like it's real. I've had to deal with that a lot.
Oh, yeah.
I've never gotten that drunk to where I can't remember. I'm a lightweight, though.
It does help when there's pictures.
Like, Bree Silva is a witness to this as of last night. I was already drunk after 1.5 beers last night. True story. And I ended up finishing off with 3, and I wouldn't have been able to drive. Matter of fact, when we got in the car to leave, which was like probably a good hour after the last third, the beer that I had, which was 3,
we were driving down the street and somebody was walking on the sidewalk and I screamed at Jamie to watch out because I thought they were walking in the street. So this is three beers.
Stevie, three beers.
But one night in particular, now everyone has the idea how much of a lightweight I am. I drank 30 beers one night. And I woke up under covers with Steve number one, but we didn't do anything.
Yeah, right.
I remember the night.
Right.
I remember the night.
Right.
Yeah, sure. I just fell asleep cuddling with it.
Banana butt lube.
Nothing.
It was just cold and, you know.
And then I do remember.
I don't know how to quit you.
Before I fell asleep, before I went back to cuddle with him. Well, before I went back to cuddle with Steve, I went and I tried to have sex with my wife. Mm-hmm. Now I'm 30 beers deep. So I got it all ready to go and I got in there and then I passed out. And I woke up. I woke up on top of her an hour later.
She's like, "Oh, thank God you're awake."
And I rolled up. And I rolled up. And then I went and cuddled with Steve. And there's.
You failed to have sex with your wife, so you just rolled off and went, "I'm going to go see Steve."
Yep. And he was sleeping on my floor. And then there is pictures of it.
I think I've seen him actually. Yeah. This was at your old apartment in wherever.
It was an old bridge.
Yeah.
And I was, under the covers with him, and there's pictures of it. I'll post them if I can find them.
But we'll make sure you blur out Steve.
That's gay, dog.
We'll put one of those black strips across his eyes.
Like he's a rape victim or something, which he probably was that night. So.
Like he was a bullet victim.
Bullet. Orville Bullet.
See where I went with that?
Orville Redenbacher Bullet.
Good old Orville Bullet. Asians living fear.
So, yeah, people are getting pissed about what their kids are bringing home from school. That's ridiculous. And this woman looks like a real see you next Tuesday. Yeah. They have a picture
of her.
What
does that mean?
See you next Tuesday?
Yeah.
Well, I believe.
Like next week?
I believe it spells cunt.
Oh, okay.
Well, I don't want to be that. You know,
okay, all right.
I think that's what he was going for.
Think so.
Mm-hmm. What were you saying about her?
I'm just saying she looks like
that. She looks like a cunt. Oh, what are you saying?
Goodness.
Speaking
of beer. This kind of bothered me. The top 10 selling beers in America.
Top 10?
Top 10
selling.
All right,
good. Up top 10. Time to guess.
Okay, well, don't look over here.
Well, I don't know about guessing a whole 10.
No, not a whole 10. We're going to guess like the...
You probably can.
The whole 10?
Probably.
I'm going to go with... All right, I'm going to try for number one.
Okay, shoot for number one.
I'm going to go with Bud Light.
Well, hold on. Can we hear beers 10 through 5 and then try to figure out the top 5?
Sure.
Okay, let's
number
do that.
10, Miller High Life. 2.3% sure. Market share. Number 9, Heineken, 2.4% market share.
That's what the brothers
there's a lot
go
of
for
douchebags. I would have thought Heineken would be higher on the list.
Mm-hmm. Number 8, Busch Light. 2.8% market share. Number 7, Busch. 2.8%. Number 6, Corona. 4% market share.
Cerveza.
And number 5, Natural Light. 4.2%.
I would have thought that would have been higher.
Oh, well, you wanted to do a top five. I apologize. I did five. So we'll do the top four.
Okay. Well, I'm sure old Milwaukee's aren't in that fucking top four.
No Schaefer's.
No Ballantines.
I'm going to go with Bud Light's number
Pabst
one.
Blue Ribbon.
Bud Light number one? How about you?
I feel like the Coors Light would be the number one.
I would think that, but I'm pretty sure Bud Light's push more sporting events.
But you know what? My personal favorite is Bud Light. Mm. If I had to pick any of those shitty light beers, it would be Bud Light.
All right.
I know a lot more people that like Coors, though. I'm sticking with Coors Light. I'm in there.
Well,
neither of us are right, don't tell us what it is.
I would just like to say that all 10 of these beers are complete shit in my eyes.
Derek likes the big fucking thick shits.
Yeah.
Well, not anymore. I can't do that anymore, but whatever. Okay, so number 4, Coors Light.
Whoa.
7.8% market share. You're out.
Okay, that was number 4.
Number 3,
Yingling.
Miller Light.
Miller.
8.6.
Miller.
I'm getting warmer. I'm going to win something.
Number 2,
Bud Heavy.
Bud Heavy, baby. Budweiser, 12% market share.
Budweiser.
Number 1, Bud Light.
Yeah.
19.2% market share. That is insane.
That dude is pushed in all the sporting
events.
That's
over 10% more.
Concerts. Everywhere you go, it's
than Coors Light, and Miller Light.
Bud Light is shoved down our throats.
It really is.
It's because Apollo Creed is in the commercials as a football coach.
He's alive still?
Yeah.
No.
Unless it's just another black dude, and I'm just totally confused.
I don't know. I never saw it.
It might have been Morgan Freeman. I don't know.
He's alive still?
It might have been Don Cheadle.
So, yeah, Budweiser is pretty much untouchable with numbers like that.
Absolutely.
I mean, the number one beer in America is Bud Light, and it doubles
everything else.
Yeah. It doubles everything except for Budweiser. Yeah.
And they're both they're both Anheuser-Busch right there.
Yeah. I mean, well, Busch Light, those are both Anheuser-Busch, right?
They're like four of their fucking top beers.
I hate to break it to you, but most of those beers are all owned by the same parent company anyway.
Yeah, probably.
InBev, it's a Swedish company that bought out almost all of them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Fuck indeed. Because I used to think Rolling Rock was delicious.
Really?
When it was its own company. And then that got bought out, and now it's just brewed with all the other Budweiser beers and all that. And
probably use the same.
It tastes like shit.
Probably use the same.
No, there is distinct taste differences in all these, though.
Yeah. I'm a Yingling fan if I just have to go for a beer. Yeah. Nice lager.
I am. Yeah. If I'm having a big, juicy steak with some fucking A1 sauce, I got to grab a Guinness.
Guinness is a bit heavy for me nowadays.
If I'm looking
back in my youth, yes.
If I'm looking to enjoy beer, I like the Shock Top. I don't know if any of you ever
Shock
had
Top is good. Top. I had that in well, I was in Wildwood, and they had that on tap at the bar in the hotel I was staying at. Yeah. I was like, ooh, Shock Top, a little sun with an orange.
Yeah, yeah.
And
what you're
good.
Supposed to do is pour the bottle, leave a little bit in the bottom, and then you gently roll the bottle to get the last little bits from the bottom.
Those last little bits in the bottom, by the way? Give you massive diarrhea. I'm not. It's wheat. It's like the wheat germ and stuff that's unfiltered.
I did not know that.
So if you drink and you have a problem with your stomach, maybe after a couple beers, that would be a good. So pour it until you get to that last little bit, and then chuck the rest.
Huh. I just love how certain beers give you different shits.
Well, I've always been told from when I was a child drinking. That you would get the beer shits. That it was just inevitable.
There's nothing worse than Bud Mud.
I know.
It's the worst.
It is the worst because it's so hard to get out of your butthole.
It's so hard. And then once it comes out, it's like so loose. It's like, what was stuck?
Yes.
Was there just like a little man like holding it in?
And if you don't grip the TP tight, you're going to get it stuck in your ass too.
I know. And you sit there and wipe for like an hour. It's the worst.
It is the worst. Core pores.
He's got names for it.
Coors pours is that just fires right out, but it gives you that like almost nauseous feeling before it comes out.
Yeah,
like you got to run to the potty, and then you feel like you're gonna throw up until you shit.
The Budweiser, you feel like you have a brick in your stomach all day, and then it takes forever to come out. Once it does, it's just all over the place.
Yeah,
yeah. The Coors Light is more of like a stomach ache. Yeah,
basically, if you just like sat on a solid object and shit the Bud Mud, you could probably get up and then just stick yourself to a wall.
Probably,
and you will just sit there.
Trying to think of a clever name for the Miller, but
Miller Spiller.
No,
yeah.
Stevie's got a thousand of them over
here.
Me and Clutch, man, we're the headline men.
Oh, was that a Clutch line?
No,
oh.
But we're good at the headlines.
I started drinking this beer. I didn't even know that it existed up here. I thought it was just in the South, called Ice House, and it's
HAUS.
No,
HAUSE.
Like there's walls and doors and windows and a ceiling. Ice House. But it's like 8% alcohol. Oof. In a can. And we just get it. It was like three tall boys for like $6.
Yeah.
So we just load up on them when we're down in the Carolinas just to get fucked up before we go out. So
and
we
then you found them up here?
Money. I didn't know. I was just told yesterday that you can get them up here. But
oh, okay.
Before, I had only seen them down in Charlotte. But damn.
I also
found down there. Budweiser and Bud Light with Clamato.
What is Clamato?
Is that like, isn't that
an STD? It's clam juice and tomato juice.
Ew. Is that contagious?
Oh? I don't know. But they put it in beer down there.
Clamato?
Clamato.
Chlamydia?
That's awful.
Clam and tomato.
I love clams, by the way.
With your Budweiser.
I like clams, too. I don't want them poured in my beer.
No.
That's disgusting. But hey, to each his or her own.
Well, I'm going back there next weekend, so maybe I'll give it a try. And
bring some up and we'll drink it on the show. Yeah.
Nobody's asked me what my favorite beer is, by the way. I'm getting a little upset.
Oh, well, we just figured it was Miller Lite.
Miller Lite? You threw out Guinness. Fucking, when I sit down and have a steak and a potato, I like to have a nice glass of Guinness.
When Steve from the Aristocrats like to enjoy a steak with a beer.
And a nice baked sweet potato.
My favorite overall beer is Oktoberfest, but it's seasonal, so... That sucks ass for this guy.
The best seasonal beer I've ever had was
Jizz.
Jack's Pumpkin Spice. And I had it in Philadelphia on tap. And I'm a fan of pumpkin beer.
It's good.
You're drinking, you're like beer, and then you're like, oh, a little bit of pumpkin. This was like you're drinking pumpkin pie.
And then, yeah, it's like pumpkin. Where's
delicious.
The beer?
Yeah, I'm like pumpkin, more pumpkin, yum. It was great, especially on tap. They sell in bottles. It's a little more bitter in the bottle, which most beer is. But if you can find that on tap around Halloween, wow.
Does it have like a little carved pumpkin
the tap
on
is
the bottle?
A, Scarecrow with the pumpkin head.
Awesome.
I think it's called Jack.
That's
Jack's
probably why you tried it.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, it reminds me of Nightmare Before Christmas guy.
Well, no. It was a beer tap with a scarecrow with a pumpkin head on it. I was born on Halloween. Of course I'm going to try
Jack
it.
Jack Skeleton is not a scarecrow. All right? He's a skeleton with a pretty gnarly fucked up looking tuxedo.
That's right.
Yes.
He's the pumpkin king.
Get it right.
He's the king of pumpkins.
Dickhead. He's the Blumpkin king.
And even though he's a skeleton, for some reason, his mouth looks like it's stitched.
Yes.
That's your shit name for that beer.
What? Blumpkin. The Blumpkin Kings?
Yeah.
Nah. And then I got into the Belgian beers for a while, which I guess, you know, for layman's like Blue Moon would be like kind of like a Belgian beer. Well, kind of it is.
It is.
But now the beer snobs don't like Blue Moon because I think Coors bought it and now Coors is manufacturing it. So now it's like a big beer.
Yeah.
They only like little tiny beers.
Microbrews and all that.
But a Shock Top would be kind of like a Belgian style beer.
I never had Shock Top.
It's
never
good.
Heard of it either.
It's really good.
Orangey, yeah.
I think it's Michelob makes it.
I want diarrhea, so I will try it.
That's good. We'll drink the bottom.
Break it open and just eat out the bottom.
The Blue Moons will give you diarrhea too. If you see on the bottom of a Blue Moon, you'll see all the little specks.
I'm not a Blue Moon fan.
No?
No. And what's that other one, like American or something, like the new one now? It's on tap a lot of places. It's like I don't even know what kind of beer it's competing with. I forgot right now. Fuck. Oh, there's a beer that's like Americana or something. I don't know.
Who gives a shit? Sounds gay.
It's fucking horrendous.
American beer.
And the worst beer going is that Ultra 54. What? That 54 calorie gimmick.
Oh.
It is fucking just Mexican piss.
If I have to drink like a like a regular beer, MGDs were my go-to, like, shitty beer.
Yeah, it's not bad.
MGDs.
Well, my go-to shitty beer, which isn't really shitty, is PBRs.
No, it's shitty, but it's shitty in a good way. It's shitty in a cheap, like, you know.
Yeah, like, you can get a 12-pack for, like, less than a regular 6-pack, of course.
PBRs, it's become the hipster beer.
It is
now,
the hipster beer.
It kind of is. It does give me an instant hangover.
Well, not kind of. It definitely.
I'll have a headache before I go to bed with that stuff.
I used to hang out with a dude that drank Mad Dog 2020s. Which is a fortified, like, hobo wine. it comes, you buy it in a flask.
Really?
It's a glass flask. And it's, like, grape or, like mango. Like, it's all these, like, awful flavors. And it's just, I don't think it's too high of alcohol content, but it's just gets you nasty, nasty drunk.
Nasty.
You're bringing
nasty.
Me back something we used to drink when we were younger. Boone's Farm.
Boone's Farm.
It's basically, like, a really big wine cooler, but it was like $3 for like a big bottle of it. So what we do is we'd get the cheap Traveler's Club vodka, and then a few bottles of Boone's Farm and mix it up something real fucked up.
Yeah,
yeah, it was a party, man.
Yeah, I know people that like to buy like the little, yeah, like the the Smirnoffs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, pour like a half a thing and then pour the rest of vodka. Spike it a little bit. Make it a little stronger.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Or that or just, you know, down the bottle halfway and then fill it up with vodka and then walk around. Yeah, then you get fucked up more. I remember when they came out with the Smirnoffs, they had the apple, the green apple Smirnoffs. And it was delicious. It was like drinking a Jolly Rancher, But I was in I was camping in Knoebels in Pennsylvania, and they have a you've heard me talk about it before, I'm sure. Now they have an amusement park attached to the, you know, and they have roller coasters and stuff. So I had a shitload of these things, and it's like the sweetest beer you'll ever have. And proceeded to go on a roller coaster and got really sick.
Like you threw up?
I almost did. It took every muscle in my body to hold down that vomit.
Wow.
It was really bad.
So did you end up puking out your butt?
Well, I didn't have any problems at that time.
Oh,
but
okay.
That's the thing. What the hell?
That's my heat kicking off.
Fucking turbine over there. It's like an airplane taking off.
Yep.
I'm going to fly away.
So you just avoid vomiting at any cost, huh?
Well, I don't like to. I never like to vomit. I'm a loud vomiter.
Yeah.
Which our friend Pat will tell you because he's laughed at me many a times.
While throwing up?
Yeah. I'd throwing up from drinking, and I just hear him in the other room laughing maniacally. I'm just like, yeah, I can't hide it. I'm like,
I'm actually the same way, and I didn't know because the first time I puked was when I had your fucking dip.
Oh, my God.
That's intense, right?
I feel like I'm going to get burned alive. It's not that cold. Are you cold?
I'm actually kind of cold. My toes are froze.
Your toes
I'm
are
sweating over here. Like, my balls are sticking to my legs. Like, it's all fucked up.
Oh, can we see that?
All right.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
My ass hurts from this seat.
But where was I?
Well, yeah, no,
First time you puked was from my buffalo dip?
In 10 years.
In 10 years.
In 10 years. I haven't puked in 10 years, and it was because of your fucking buffalo dip.
Yeah.
You need to puke more.
So, no, I didn't like it because I had...
You didn't like his dip or you didn't
like
puking?
It's changed. I didn't like the puking because it's different. Like, when I used to puke, it just used to fire on out, and that was it. But
you
when I was
young
puking...
and virile, you just, bah, I'm done. I'm fucking puked.
The pump. Yeah, exactly. The pump
now you're like, bah, I just want to die.
Yeah, no, exactly. I was standing over my...
Fucking Derek. I hate you.
I was standing over my bathroom sink, and I was just going... And then it would fire out. I was like, dude, why am I making these noises?
You got to start up like your heat over there.
Yeah, it was like, yeah, exactly. I was heaving before the puke would come out.
Oh, my God.
See,
and there was no power behind the puke. Like, it was a big, powerful heave, and then just like,
it just like dribbles down your chest. Yeah.
See, I'm not as reckless a drinker as I used to be, but I used to be really bad. And one trick I had picked up, because I would drink, and then I would have to do something the next day. And this is all in the vein of vomiting, is I would induce vomiting to avoid the hangover the next day.
Called pulling the trigger.
Yeah? Yeah, I just, you know.
Come home, pull the trigger, go to bed, and you feel great the next day.
Feel great the next day, not carrying
that
weight around.
One of the best things I ever did for myself when I was drinking back in the day, and I wasn't a big drinker, but you know, just drink a nice tall glass of water before bed.
Yeah,
you wake up, feel like $1 million.
Hydrate the brain.
Hydrate it. Yeah. It's the hydration. I mean, if you're drinking all night and then you go to a diner and have a bunch of shitty food, I mean, there's no getting around that. You're gonna feel like shit.
Yeah.
But you know, if you just drink and you wake up, feel like you're gonna have a headache before you go to bed, nice tall glass of water cures what ails you.
Yeah, you know. Semi getting up the drinking, throwing up stuff.
Why?
When I brought up that it had been 10 years since I threw up, maybe like 9, I had like a real bad stomach flu going. And I was on my way to work, which that's back when I was an EMT, and I had to be at work, you know, clock in at like 5 a.m. So I was driving to work at like 4.
Fuck that.
And I felt it coming while I was driving, and I ended up just puking all over myself in my car. I tried getting the window down. I had a crank window, not fast enough. So a little bit of it got on like the outside of the car, but most of it just ended up like on my fucking door handle and all over my leg. So I called work while driving. I'm like, dude, I gotta go home. I just threw up all over myself, blah blah blah. So I got home. I called Jamie, who, you know, she's my girlfriend at the time. She was still in high school because I rule like that. And I was like, dude, I didn't go to work today. I'm gonna stay home. I'm sick. You know, I'm puking my brains out. Well, she ended up cut school and came over to take care of me. You know,
aww.
She wanted to, you know, no, she wanted me to wife her right away.
No, that's lovely.
Aw, fuck
so,
education.
So
I'm going to take care of my drunk boyfriend.
Did I throw up and shit while you were there? Before she had gotten there, I ran into the bathroom. I had to throw up again. But I also felt like I had to shit. So I was sitting on a bowl to shit, and then I turned around to puke. And when I did that, I fired out both ends simultaneously.
Oh, my God.
I literally shit all over my fucking sink, everything, and I was puking all over the back of the toilet.
I've done that where you're shitting on the toilet, and then you lean over to puke in the tub.
Yeah, I was just, I didn't have that option.
I don't know why you guys, I just grabbed the bathroom garbage can, keep it in front of me while I'm shitting.
Yeah, I didn't do that.
I just strip naked and jump in the tub and let it all fly out.
But see, I didn't.
It'll just catch everything and then you just run the shower for
a couple
minutes.
But you got to stop up the tub so you're resting in it for a minute. It's good for the pores.
Yeah, it opens you up. Yeah.
See, I didn't think I was going to shit. I thought I was just going to puke and then get back on the toilet to shit.
You got to cover your bases.
Yeah, no, I didn't
prepare. Now, with my condition, that's a valid concern.
Yeah, and that's just out of normal.
Puke,
like if you sneeze too hard, you're shitting.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
I got to be careful. Mm-hmm. I got to sneeze up against the wall just in case. Blow out my shorts. Oh, God damn it.
So the best part is after I did that, Jamie shows up. And she gets my shitty fucking sweatpants. Oh. And she threw them on the back deck at my parents' house. That's where I was at. Which stayed there for months because I didn't want to touch them.
What?
Yeah.
You animal. You didn't go out there with a hose or something?
No, it was raining, so I just let the rain
didn't
hit
draw
it.
On
it. And then I didn't want to touch it after that because Jamie cleaned up my car and everything for me while I was laying in bed sleeping.
You're fucking filthy.
She went home and had the puke and shits also. She caught it from me.
That is awesome.
Yeah, I'm sure you shit,
She was shitting. She was
I don't
just blowing it out her asshole. Oh. I had a pretty gnarly vomiting story. It was my 22nd birthday, and me and all my friends went out to the palatial Ted's Tavern.
Ooh, class out the ass.
Yeah. Class out the ass.
So they're already buying me drinks because it's my birthday, and I run into this guy that I used to hang out with, but I hadn't seen in like 5 years. So he finds out it's my birthday and just keeps buying me shots of Jack Daniels. Just shot after shot of Jack Daniels. And finally got to the point where I'm like, I need to go home. So I say to the guy, hey, I'm going to go home. And he goes, oh, let me give you a ride. So we're driving towards my house, and he sees another bar on the way. So he's like, we got to go in here. I'm like, nah, dude, you should really just get me home. I'm not feeling good. And he's just like, nah, I know some people in here. We'll get you a few free drinks. I'm like, I don't want to drink anymore. Brings me inside, and I end up like sitting at the bar while he's talking with people, just with my head on the bar until the bartender said, you have to leave. So finally he takes me out. He starts driving me home. Now, in my drunken state, I was sure all the vomit made it out the passenger window. I had myself lined up perfectly, so it was all just in the street. I get a call from him the next day, and he's trying to get money from me because he had to go get his car cleaned out because I threw up all over the inside.
God.
But it's his own damn fault. I told him to take me home.
I think the last time I had a really bad puke in public was right after we stopped doing the show. I went into New York to see the Reverend Horton Heat, and
nice.
I was drinking whiskey sours, and there was two bars, so I just kept bouncing from bar to bar, and they kept giving me different kinds of whiskey. So it'd be like Wild Turkey and then Jameson and then whatever fucking stupid, you know, well shit they would give you. So I was drinking all different kinds of whiskey. I knew it was gonna be a problem, but I kept doing it anyway. And then we ended up at some bar, I can't remember the name of it, but they had it was like brand new. The place must have just opened, because I walked in, all I could smell is shellac. Everything was wood with, like, shellac on it. It was like a country western kind of feel.
Nice.
They actually had a mechanical bull. There was, like, hay on the ground and stuff. I'm just like, it's packed. I have no idea what's going on. And I lost my party, and I'm in the corner, and I just put my head down on the table, this nice wooden bench with the table. And as my head's down, I'm just like, oh, no. And I just, like, puke under the table. I spread my legs as far as I can go and just, woo, and just all over under the table. And I pick up my head, and there's like a bunch of girls sitting like pretty much right next to me. But it was busy enough and loud enough that no one noticed. I'm looking around, I'm like, oh my God, no one noticed. All right, this is good. I'm just going to do one more. And I just put my head down. And I just got up and walked out. And I'm walking, I'm just like so out of it. And I call our friend. I'm just like, I don't know where the fuck I am. And she's like, I see you. Just wait there. And so she comes up to me, and she's like, what happened? I was like, I just puked all over that bar. And she's like, that was you? And I was like, yeah. Like, they just cleared the place out.
Oh, shit.
Somebody puked in the corner of the bar. Oh,
they emptied the place out.
Yeah. And again, like you, I was positive I didn't get any of my pants.
Yeah.
I was so sure. I'm just like, I did it. But then I woke up the next day. I'm like, oh, I did not do a good job. I got some splatter. I could smell it. It's bad.
Ugh.
That was bad.
That's fucking disgusting.
We were at a party the other day, and my friend shows up. He sees this girl, and, like, he really wants at it, right? So he starts pulling all this alpha male shit. He's, like, pouring whiskey in his beer and drinking it and stuff. And He ends up hooking up with the girl, and he's stoked because she's talking about, she's like, I'm on this porn site. So he's all about it. But she finally has to leave. It was literally like as soon as she's out the door, he goes to sit on a stool, falls off it face first on the ground. We go to help him up, and he just throws up all over himself. And he's just laying in a puddle of his own vomit, and nobody wanted to touch him. He completely ruined the kid's party we were at. Like he's like, all right, everybody go home, and you guys get him out of my house. And we're like, we didn't bring him here.
Did you drag him out?
We had to because his ride got pissed off at him because he was cheating on his girlfriend with the porn girl. And she just left him.
Is this the same guy that you drug him into his house and his dad was pissed off?
Oh, yeah. That was the other thing. We get him back to his house. We take him in his back door, and we're just going to drop him on his couch. But it's 4 a.m., and his dad's asleep on the couch and just gets up, looks at his kid, goes, what the fuck is wrong with you? Go upstairs. Wait a second. Lay on the couch. I'll go upstairs.
You disgust me.
Pancakes
tomorrow.
You got established parents, right? Yeah, you got kids, right? What happens when your kid comes in? His friends are dragging him in. He's covered in his own vomit. Like, what's the thought process?
I instantly thought of what I would do.
Yeah.
And most people might not get this, but I'll bring you back to when the Rockers broke up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would throw them through. I would throw them through a fucking barber glass window.
Would you really?
Yeah. No, no, but.
No, not literally.
I'd probably throw them into a wall and fuck them up real good.
Yeah?
Probably.
For coming home drunk?
Yeah.
Why?
If they're like underage, especially? Not if they're overage. I would just.
Well, he's overage. But,
Pants. Underage, I'm fucking them up.
All right.
Yep.
You heard it here first. Steve beats his kids.
No, I haven't yet.
I will, though.
Yet.
I wanted to bring up something real quick.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm a dick, right?
Yeah.
And I fired Steve number one.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
That was your doing?
And after I fired him, he sent me a story.
And I have audio of you firing Steve.
You're fired!
Wow. That was rough.
That was an imitation of Vince McMahon.
You been smoking Parliaments or something?
No, it was an imitation of Vince McMahon.
Throat sounds a little
Parliaments.
Did I sound like him?
Yeah.
A little bit. He sent you a story?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, because I guess, I don't know, in case you came here. But it was basically about the old wrestling woman, China.
Oh, yeah? Oh, God.
Oh,
what is she?
Charity porno?
Well, she's doing, now she's doing another porno.
Another one?
Yeah,
this one's about, it's a parody now.
Of what, her 7-inch clitoris?
No, it's going to portray the Royal Rumble. It's going to be in a ring, and it's going to be with people dressed up as and imitating Hulk Hogan, Ric Flair, and Triple H.
Oh,
Yes.
What, and they're going to Royal Rumble her?
They're going to Royal fucking Ram Jammer.
So every 2 minutes, somebody else is going to come in the ring?
Come in the ring, yes, or on her face.
Oh, as disgusting as she is.
I would fuck her.
No. I was going to say I would watch that. If they have, like, porn guys dressed up like old school wrestlers.
Like a big countdown that come out of an entranceway. You know it's going to be total makeshift shit.
Guys, I got an idea.
Let's do it.
All right. You guys have a visual element to the show, right? Some way to play video, come and go along with it?
Yeah, we can.
All right. Get the porn.
Yeah.
Play it. Commentate it as it's going along.
Do a little Gorilla Monsoon Bobby
Heenan.
Well,
I would do that.
Little live show with the fucking China porn.
Derek has to put it on his credit card, but I would give him the money for it.
I'm sure I can find it. So if this exists or
it hasn't shot. It hasn't been shot yet.
If this comes into an existence, I can find it for free.
And we will do that, right?
Yeah. If it's as good as I suspect it will be, then yeah.
If it's as good as I suspect it won't be.
Yeah. Well, as good as bad as it will be.
And we will commentate.
Sure.
We will do color commentary for this.
Sure.
Excellent. You're on board for that?
I'm in. I just gave you the idea. And we'll get gold.
We'll get sued by some shoddy porn production company.
And we have to put it a little under 18, not allowed to view this one, if we're going to be putting it out
that's
there.
Pretty obvious.
But this will be fun.
I don't know if we can put it up on the website. I don't know if it'll become one of our podcasts, but we can do it.
Yeah, well, maybe even people listen to the commentary. It'll be
Maybe if you donate, we'll send it to you.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Well, if you donate the visual and just have the audio and have other, and then other people can check it out on their own, you know. If you can find a place where it plays it, put it out there,
and we can all sit in a room naked
watch along with
and
it.
Watch it.
Yeah,
jerk off with each other.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we can play Dirty Cookie while we're at it.
Soggy Muffin.
Yeah. You know, are you familiar with those terms?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You kind of have that look like, what the fuck is that?
I bury the rocker. Fucking the end of the union. Oh, you weren't at union.
Nope.
Whenever I'm at a show that you're not at, I always forget that you're not there because I just.
Because I'm a superstar.
Because you're always with me.
Yes.
In my heart.
Yeah, because we usually travel shows together. Derek, what are you doing?
What is she doing? Oh, she's coughing.
Which one?
I thought she was just gyrating on the couch.
She's thinking about China.
I just see her going like this. Anyway.
So, yeah, me and Kev are usually together all the time.
All the time.
So what happened at Union?
That could be your new gimmick, the black shirts.
Oh, just the, jizzing on something and then eating it story. Concept came up.
Concept.
Is Union also where Sean almost got fucked up?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, there's a story for you. 17-year-old kid fucking called Sean a pussy, right? Right to his face. And you know what Sean says? Come at me, bro.
And then the kid walked away?
And the kid left.
Really?
Yeah.
Come at me, bro.
Come at me, bro.
So some kid was going to beat him up, and he resorted to an internet meme.
Come at me, bro.
Come at me, bro. And the kid left.
Apparently it was over, though. Everybody thought it was fucking hilarious.
Yeah, no, it was a great moment, because, like, the kid's losing his shit, and Sean just...
Why was he losing his shit to Sean?
All right, well, it's a young kid, and, you know, wrestling, you got to pay your dues when you're first starting out. And
he was another wrestler?
The kid was, he was ignoring his duties to break down the ring and just talking with his friends.
Which he does all the time.
Because he was only booked... Because he sells tickets to his friends. Yeah. So he's there chatting with his friends when he should be taking down the ring. Mm-hmm. And Sean kept getting on his shit. And then he's like, well, I have a provisional license and it's almost 11, so I got to go home. And Sean's like, fine, get the fuck out. So like 5 more minutes goes by and the kid's still there talking. And he's like, either you help or you leave. And the kid's like, I'm leaving. He's like, go, get the fuck out. Nobody wants you here anyway. And then the kid started getting tough with Sean. He rips his jacket off and throws it on the ground. Now Sean's on the other side of the room. And the kid walks halfway across the room, kind of realized that nobody was going to, like, hold him back.
Apparently, that's how it was described. It was the kid was hoping people would hold him back.
And nobody did, so he just find himself walking up to this person. And he's like, oh, shit, oh, shit.
Sean's just waiting for him. and the kid's yelling, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? And Sean's like, I'm not going to do anything. You're a kid. So then he calls him a pussy, picks up his jacket, and leaves. But Sean, come at me, bro.
Come at me, bro.
Come at me, bro.
So Sean got the last laugh. But
we were all laughing. Everyone in the room watching this happen was laughing at this kid as he's trying to get tough with Sean.
Yeah. And then so all day yesterday at the show, last night's show, we were, busting on Sean.
Call him a pussy from the other side of the room.
So pussy.
Pussy.
Come at me, bro.
That's the thing that got me is he legitimately said to somebody, come at me, bro. He wasn't trying to be ironic or funny.
He said it like so sincerely.
It was so it was awesome. that's where his brain went was come at me, bro.
Sean did something funny too yesterday. He prank called the promoter on the way to the show because the night before he showed up at 8:00, like right before he was supposed to come out.
Bell time was 7:30.
So he called up the promoter yesterday and says, I'm not going to be there till 8:30 tonight. And the promoter's like, are you fucking serious, Sean? And he goes, no, I'm just kidding. I'll see you in like 10 minutes.
Ah, you cocksucker.
And he goes, ah, you cocksucker. And hangs up.
You fucking serious.
What was the big deal? Is it just like a respect thing? Like if your match isn't on till later, they still want you there early?
Because he wants to not have to worry about covering your ass if you don't show.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But like if you call up and you're like, listen, I'm going to be there, but I'm not going to be there till 8:30.
And also this guy's, he's got a lot of really elaborate shit that goes on with the shows and... You know, Sean, I hate to break down the wall here, but Sean will wrestle a couple of times with a mask on. It's true. It's true. And I didn't know it. I honestly didn't know it. He had me fooled.
Next thing you're going to tell me is that somebody actually puts on makeup and goes out there as a clown and then wrestles later on.
See, now you're just talking out of your ass. The clown is the clown.
Yeah. That makeup doesn't come off.
I don't see tattoos on the clown that are on the guy who wrestles later.
Yeah.
Like that Juggalo guy with the tattoos on his face?
Yeah. That's fucking ridiculous.
What?
Somebody has a tattoo. They tattooed. Do you know who Violent J is?
Yeah.
They tattooed his face paint. He tattooed his face paint on his face. Like legit got that tattooed on his face. So now for the rest of his life, he has Violent J's face paint on his face.
And he has an ad up on Craigslist looking for a female.
That's legit.
A juggalette.
He doesn't have to make it worse, he doesn't have the white tattooed. So it's just the black.
It's black.
Yeah.
Kind of like a Mike Tyson thing.
Yeah. But a giant smiley face with fucking dashes over and under his eyes and eyebrows.
Finding a chick that has Shaggy tattooed on her face.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you're right.
And then they have little kids and, I don't know, they probably wouldn't survive, I would imagine.
They'd just all be up on meth and shit. And
I used to be a huge mark for ICP.
I know.
Like, huge.
Oh, yeah.
But I never considered myself the cult following Juggalo. Because those people are fucking pretty much dirty.
They are disgusting.
They are subhuman people.
I just know they threw shit at Tila Tequila.
Yeah. So they're okay in my book.
The culmination of my Juggalo knowledge is that they pelted Tila Tequila with human feces.
Just go, next time you're on a PC, just Google Juggalo images. And then you can just see for yourself.
Yeah. Oh, no, sadness. I seen them. I did a show out in Ohio, and there was a lot of Juggalos in the audience.
Yeah, it's a huge Midwest
thing. Came to the shows with the paint on and shit. And
it had nothing to do with ICP.
No, nothing.
They just go out in public.
Yeah. It's great.
Have you ever put the makeup on, Steve?
Oh, Halloween. I think twice. Two Halloweens. I was one in the other.
You never just like put it on, looked in the mirror?
No, I didn't like put it on, like walk around with like my pants sagging.
And then
shit.
Somebody comes in, like, oh shit, and wipe it off real quick. No, I just walked in shaving. Shaving cream.
No, I was never that bad.
Yeah.
No. I even covered up the tattoo I have.
Oh, yeah.
You had a tattoo?
The Hatchet Man?
I did, actually.
Hatchet Man?
True story. As sad as it is.
No, I wasn't going to say it, but since you said it.
I was with this kid who had a bowl with the Hatchet Man on it, and he didn't know it had anything to do with the ICP.
He just
thought it was a cool design. And when he found out it was ICP, he threw it on the ground, and it shattered.
Fuck that. Boom.
Derek, didn't you always describe that Hatchet Man as looks like a black guy running?
No, I said it looked like Sonic the Hedgehog.
No. Speaking of Sonic the Hedgehog, there was a guy at Kevin and I's gym. Me and Kevin were at the gym working out. You know, so were the
bowling ball.
So were our respective women. We were working out, and then Kev stops dueling. He busts out little calves, right?
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, like, we just hear this rumbling coming, and there was a guy, probably 350 pounds.
He was a Humpty Dumpty. He was a big round fellow with little skinny arms and legs,
with a tight blue Sonic the Hedgehog shirt.
Painted on Sonic the Hedgehog shirt, like.
Like, he was wearing a large shirt, but he should have been wearing a triple X. And he was literally sprinting back and forth in the gym, like, through machines and around people.
Wow.
Like, he was collecting rings. Onion rings.
Yeah. Oh, wow, it's 9 o'clock.
It doesn't work there.
It is 9:02.
Yeah.
What's he doing? He's being fat.
We gotta wrap up.
This went by really quick. See if there's anything else.
Is there any like last minute things you want to stick in?
At Nick Yoshin's on Twitter.
At Two Rude Rogers.
If you have a Twitter, tweet Nick Yoshin's and call him a pussy.
Please do it.
And he will tweet back, come at me, bro.
Everyone listening, I don't care if it's a download or not. At Nick Yoshin's, call him a pussy.
The N-I-C-K-Y?
N-I-C-K-Y.
Why?
Oceans.
O-C-E-A-N-S.
M-I-C.
And you'll see him. He'll be, his,
N-I-C.
His ABI is him coming out of an entranceway fist pumping with a giant pink tie.
Yeah.
Call this man a pussy.
Please.
And just say, what's up, pussy?
All the people.
And then he will respond
promptly. Promptly.
All the millions of live listeners we have and all the millions of downloads we get on top of that.
The millions.
Please.
You did that really good.
Did I?
Yeah,
thanks.
And really while you're at it, follow Jamie X Lynn.
Nah, you don't want to do that.
You can follow Jiggy Jen 00.
Oh yeah, our friend Jiggy Jen. I gotta send her stickers.
I got a couple punk kids that want to go run around, tag up some shit for us.
Yeah, well, those are the ones that do it.
Yeah. So I got black shirts and young kids.
Black shirts, cretins, and young just kids.
Yeah, call Shapiro, all black shirts. You are a black shirt.
He's a black shirt.
He's a Jewish black shirt.
One of them Jimmy black shirts.
Well, you're like the king of the black shirts.
The
fuck
bagel
you.
Black shirt.
You're like the black shirt king.
You're the king of XL shirts.
Black shirt
whatever.
Kia.
Whatever.
Well, that's fucking funny. I'm sitting here talking about making shirts, and Steve's like, I need a large.
This is a large I'm wearing right now.
In what fucking
fine.
World?
That's
this
a,
is
large.
A large.
That's a large. That's too rude.
Fine.
That's the Two Rude Dudes t-shirt available nationwide.
Yes, Two Rude Dude t-shirts too. PayPal is like Shapiro's supposed to.
PayPal $20 to CoreyHavoc@yahoo.com and let me know your address, and I'll send it to you.
The Aristocrats _ You can follow that, too. And follow Cool Hand Duke.
And, of course, go to aristocratsradio.com for all your show information.
And comedy that Derek likes to post.
At Corey
yeah,
on
I
Twitter.
Post shit sometimes. I took a day or two off this week.
Faggot.
Yeah, I wasn't feeling well. Got a little sick.
A little under the weather?
Yeah, I was, yeah.
That's offensive.
Is it?
What is? Him being under the weather or calling him a faggot?
No, that he was under the weather.
Oh, yeah. That's what I thought.
Yeah. Ass was offended. All right, guys. We will see you next week.
Hopefully with a full crew. Yeah. All five mics. No, can't.
I'll be in the Carolinas.
He's going down south for the fucking big race.
Wrestling. Carolina.
For the big race.
Hey, if you happen to be down that way, York, South Carolina, Friday night at the York YMCA, and then some building in Charlotte, North Carolina, Saturday night.
Just find it.
Premier Wrestling Experience. Experience is spelt with an X, and Premier has an extra E at the end.
For some reason.
For some reason.
All right, guys. We'll see you next week. Mahalo.
See ya.